right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to St. Paul. Randy Bushcutter, Don Lease with you here as we continue our coverage of high school football here on ESPN 1460. Tonight, Kearney Catholic, as you heard, playing host to St. Paul. The Stars won on week number one by a final over Ord of 20-7. And in week zero, St. Paul had their first contest of the year, a game that they hung in most of the way, but then fell behind and couldn't catch up. They gave up the last 34 points of the game, and they lost to O'Neill 34-13. But Don, this is a team, St. Paul, that was in it, you know, all the way through the third quarter. In fact, both of these two teams were in very, very tight ball games in the third quarter, and obviously they took two different paths to get here, one being 1-0 and the other one 0-1.
Yep, you know, like you said, Randy, you know, O'Neill was, you know, right in there, you know, for three quarters of the game. Nip and tuck, St. Paul and O'Neill were. And then, you know, O'Neill caught some breaks down the stretch where St. Paul didn't catch some breaks. Kearney Catholic was kind of in that same boat. You know, a tough battle with Ord there for many of the quarters. And, you know, Kearney Catholic had a few things go their way. They had a couple, you know, like a slant pass that, you know, Blake Holtmeyer took down to about the 10-yard line at one time. You know, we had Thomas Connolly running the ball real well. When they switched Thomas from quarterback to running back, and some things started to click a little bit. Talking to Coach Colling this week, just asked him a little bit about, you know, what was the difference from the first half and second half after they watched film, and he said they lined up wrong at times in the first half, and Ord was able to take some advantage of that situation. And then when they got lined up a little bit better in the second half, they did a lot better job of kind of doing some things. Ord, you know, we had a couple passes that got picked off. We picked off from Ord and stuff. But, you know, both teams, you know, very easily could be 1-0. St. Paul could be 1-0 also, Randy, hanging in there with O'Neill also.
And it kind of turned on a turnover for them.
Yep.
They gave up the turnover that kind of got the scoring started for O'Neill. And in the process, they lost one of their better players, the son of the coach, Quinn Brouillette, who was upset at a face mask penalty. And his actions got him ejected from that game. And NSAA rules say if you're ejected from one game, you have to sit out the next game as well. And so you lose that senior leadership, one of your better players. And this is a squad that only had four seniors to start with. They also have another injury. Andrew Costello is not going to play tonight with a sore ankle. He's a senior. So half of your seniors aren't playing, and you're down to two seniors on your squad. I know a lot of Kearney Catholic fans think, hey, Kearney Catholic's kind of young. Well, wow, you got two seniors suiting up tonight for St. Paul. Talk about young.
Yeah, and that's right, Randy. You know, and the Brouillette kid, you know, last year when Kearney Catholic played him, he had a very good game against him, you know, with as far as the linebacker position and running the football, Randy, and he's going to be sorely missed for St. Paul tonight. And like you said, they had four seniors, and now they're down to two. And that's very difficult to do as far as, you know, the senior leadership, the, you know, going out there and getting things going, you know, and the seniors are the ones, and as we know, Randy, you know, they're the ones that pick everybody up. You know, Thomas Connolly, Blake Holtmeyer, and those guys have done a real good job of that for Kearney Catholic, you know, telling the young kids, hey, you know, things are going to go a little bit south every once in a while, but they'll come back, and you just got to hang with it, and you know, you're down to half of the senior class with St. Paul. That's going to be a little bit more tough.
Right? And you mentioned that Kearney Catholic wasn't lined up a few times in the first half in week number one. Well, people that straighten that out that have that kind of experience and that leadership are your seniors. And when you only have two that are going to do that, somebody for the junior class and maybe a sophomore class, and they're even going to put some freshmen out there for St. Paul, they're going to have to step into those roles that you aren't just naturally inherently going to step into as you would as a senior. And so for St. Paul, they've got to kind of find a way to step through there as well. But again, game on the road for Kearney Catholic. It's always difficult to win on the road. Probably on paper, you take a look at Kearney Catholic. They're number five in the state according to the rankings. So certainly the prognosticators and all those folks think that Kearney Catholic is going to be a pretty good favorite in this one, but I think the Stars feel like they need to make a lot of improvements from last week. I think in a way they're looking at this game as a opportunity to get better. Their major competition is themselves and what they're going to see on tape tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah, definitely, Randy. And, you know, that's what Coach Colling was saying yesterday and today when I talked to him a little bit, that he couldn't wait for the second game to see maybe the progress that the kids make and stuff. You know, the kids, are, you know, after they watch film on Saturday morning, realized, hey, yeah, we were in the wrong spot and those types of things, Randy. So it was. He's really excited. The kids are really excited to see if they make, you know, some progress you know, see what they can do against St. Paul tonight.
And we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, New Tech Seed. Proudly bringing you coverage of high school football. It's brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk with the two head coaches. We'll start with the head coach of St. Paul, Travis Brouillette. We'll do that right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as the Kearney Catholic Stars hit the road to take on conference foe in St. Paul. Head coach Travis Brouillette joins us here on our pregame show. And, Coach, thanks so much for the time. You guys are a little bit different than the Stars. You played in the week zero, so you have had a whole couple of weeks here to assess that game against O'Neill and, I guess, get ready for the Stars, plus a couple of injuries that you're trying to heal up from. Where's the football team at? Because you got off to such a good start on opening night.
Yeah, we actually did. We got dumped out 13-0, and we're actually playing with a lot of energy, and I like the way we're going. And then we ran into some cramping issues throughout the game and had a couple guys go down with injuries. And just, you know, we don't have a lot of seniors to start with, but when we lost a couple seniors, that kind of took the leadership away.
Yeah, and it's hard to make changes on the run. You come in week one, you kind of know what you want to do. How did that exactly affect the way the second half of your ball game went against O'Neill?
Yeah, one of the things I think on offense that we have, we went back to our double wing this year. So our one, twos, and threes on offense really had a pretty good idea of our base run play. So we continued to run the ball fairly well in the second half. Passing game wasn't quite where we wanted it to be. You know, so we had to, hopefully we cleaned that up a little bit over the last 2 weeks. And defense, we're playing a lot of young guys in the second half against O'Neill. We didn't have one senior out there for about three or four series in the second half, so we had a couple freshmen and sophomores all running around.
Travis, what kind of challenges does that present when you just don't have a lot of seniors? Because that has to affect leadership, has to affect, obviously, experience out there for you.
Well, it does. You know, the one thing about it, you know, we went through this a couple of years back where sophomores got a lot of playing time, and, you know, it's going to benefit them and the freshmen in the coming years, but we, of course, want to help our seniors out as much as possible. So, you know, that's the biggest thing is, you know, keeping people up and keeping their intensity levels up and, you know, studying just like we would each and every week and hopefully get after it on Friday.
We're talking with the head football coach at St. Paul, Travis Brouillette, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your son Quinn has to set out this football game. He is a big part of what you do on both sides of the ball. How big of a loss is that, and what kind of adjustments do you have to make?
Yeah, it's big at the fullback position because, you know, when you're running that double wing stuff, you know, it's supposed to kind of rely on the fullback for the bulk of your plays. And then same as on defense, you know, linebacker, you know, he's been starting there for 3 years. So, you know, he knew he messed up. He made a mistake, and he's, you know, fessed up to it to the guys right after the game and apologized to all of them. And hopefully, you know, he'll come back when we get him back against Ord. We'll see if we can't get the energy level flowing with him again when we get him back.
Travis, I guess one thing this early in the season that it's hard for people to gauge is how good did you think O'Neill was, your first week competitor?
Well, you know, I thought they'd be a little bit down from what they were last year. They had a pretty decent team last year, made it in the playoffs. I see the next week, Wayne got after him pretty good that next week. So, like you said, it's tough to judge. I mean, with high school kids, you never know week to week exactly what's going to happen. So, and we just want to come out and play like we did that first game. You know, we want to get through that first quarter and be in a fighting chance, and then we'll go each quarter after that.
Another minute here with the head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats, Travis Brouillette. Kearney Catholic didn't exactly get off to a big-time start last week. They did find a way to beat Ord. What did you see, and what concerns you about them?
Well, like I said, Ord presents you some troubles because they do a lot of formations, you know, so first game is kind of tough if you're not really quite aware of what they were going to do. So I'm sure they made some adjustments as the game went on. And we went over and watched the play, so we know they've got some size up front, but they're playing a lot of their guys both ways this year, whereas last year with all those seniors, you know, they could play some guys on just one side of the ball. So, you know, it's just kind of the same for both of us. It's just a matter of we get our run stuff going, we get into our play action stuff without having to force the pass. And I think our main concern probably is really, you know, trying to slow them down on defense. Like I said, we're playing a lot of young guys, and you're going to make a few mental mistakes, you know, that cost you a big play here or there. That's going to be the difference.
When you play a team that spreads it out like Kearney Catholic, do you have to change just for this game, or do you still stay with kind of what your base is?
Well, you'd like to stay with what your base is, but I think as the weeks have gone on, the last 2 weeks, we've kind of changed up a little bit too. We'll probably play an extra defensive back probably instead of a linebacker just because you got to be able to play some pass coverage at the same time, some run stuff. So that will present a problem, but you know, biggest thing is when they spread you out, they still just basically want to run the ball. So we got to be able to stop the stuff in between the tackles first, and then stop the speed stuff on the outside.
When we talked about some of the kids that are beat up and missing, who's a couple of kids that fans should watch for that have done some good things for you in practice and in that first game?
Yeah, we've got some juniors that have been stepping up. Jay Lassen's playing the outside backer and tight end for us this year. We didn't get a lot of throwing in that first week, so hopefully we'll be able to get some throwing in. Austin Helzer, our quarterback, you know, he's a lot more comfortable. He had to start as a sophomore last year, kind of forced into the spot. This year he's a lot more comfortable, a lot more in command of things. So those two have been doing good. We've got some guys who haven't played for a couple of years. Adrian Garcia hasn't played since junior high as a junior, and he's a nice physical body. We just, you know, got to keep working the mental side with him. So a lot of that kind of deal, and then we got some sophomores all over the place, and a couple freshmen here and there, so everybody's getting action.
Well, Coach, hopefully everybody stays healthy. We got a good ball game tonight, and as always, appreciate the chat with you, and best of luck all season long.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.
You bet. Travis Brouillette, head football coach of the St. Paul Wildcats, and we'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as we get ready for game two for the Kearney Catholic Stars. First road game as they are at St. Paul. The head football coach of the Stars, Dave Colling, joins us here. Coach, 1 week in the book and a lot of new kids out there, and it probably didn't go as smooth as you had hoped. Were you surprised by that at all?
You know, not completely. You know, the first quarter, especially defensively, you know, we didn't line up correctly at times and didn't use proper technique, stuff like that. But, you know, with all the guys, new guys we got in there, We turned it around midway through the second quarter. I thought we turned things around and started playing pretty good defense. Offense, of course, you know, with the four turnovers and stuff like that always kills drives and penalties. And for the most part, you know, we're hopefully make a big jump from week one to week two.
What were some of the things, I guess, as you looked at the film, just kind of expand on that a little bit, the assessment of the way your team played? Slow start, but then you got things going, had a couple of big plays that helped you on offense.
Yeah, you know, and like I said, the offensive line, for the most part, did a pretty good job. Sticking with their blocks is something we worked on this week a little more, you know, staying with their blocks. Like I said, we had some fumbles in there that caused some issues. Running some wrong routes, blocking on the edge. We worked on a bunch this week. Didn't do a great job of doing that last Friday. So, we had a lot of things to work on after watching film. Defensively, once we started lining up correctly in our base defense, second quarter, doing our gap sound technique, we did a pretty good job of shutting them down. But like I said, if we're misaligned, you know, we're already behind the eight ball before we even start to play.
Dave Collingham, football coach at Kearney Catholic, with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Dave, what were some of the things that you had to adjust to in-game? We know that you made the switch at quarterback. What were some other things that you adjusted to as the game progressed?
You know, defensively, we widened some people out. They were trying to do a few things. They had some athletes and trying to do some things on the edge. They threw the ball around a little bit, so we had to adjust our middles, dropping a little bit in our cover three. But for the most part, like I said, the first quarter there, we were misaligned and hitting our middles, we're hitting the wrong gap. So it was sealing them off and allowing, you know, some pretty big holes in there. So mainly, I think, you know, at halftime we talked about, hey, you gotta take this dude on from the outside in, and, you know, that corrected that a little bit and dropping into coverage a little better and doing some stuff like that shut them down a little bit. But give over credit. You know, they did a great job coming right out of the gate and attacking us.
Dave, take me through the decision to bring John Masker in at quarterback and move Thomas Conley back to running back. Will you stay with that? And how did that switch? I mean, it seemed to work pretty well for you.
Yeah, you know what? We knew Johnny Masker was going to play some quarterback Friday night. And it probably happened a little sooner than we had anticipated, and it wasn't really necessarily anything to do that, you know, that what Thomas did wrong. We just needed to get our offense clicking, and so we made the switch, bringing Thomas back at running back. You know, he's a great running back and did a great job there, but it also allowed Derek Jackson, who has some speed, to play some wing for us. So it's kind of a three-way switch, and like I said, it got our offense clicking a little bit and got some points on the board for us.
Will you stay with that? Will you use them both? What are you anticipating doing in this ball game?
You know, that's the plan going into this game. Both of them will play, and can't tell you which one's going to start. But Thomas brings something to the table that Johnny Master may not, and John Master, you know, throws the ball really well. So both of them have their fortes, both of them will play this Friday night.
Well, let's take a look at St. Paul. Boy, they got off to a good start against O'Neill, and then they lost one of their key players in Brouillette, and so things kind of went the wrong way. What did they do that was good that concerned you, and then what turned them around against O'Neill?
You know, they got some athletes, and they always do up at St. Paul, and they came out and ran a little double wing stuff, which is kind of different than what they've done in the past, but they marched right down the field, you know, opening drive and scored, and had a little pick six for a touchdown there, you know, somewhere in the first quarter. And like I said, they got some athletes. And that double wing, you know, always scares me. Like I said, you really, really, really got to know which way they're going and not watch in the backfield if you're a linebacker on that double wing stuff. So you got to follow the pulling guards and stuff like that. And, you know, like I said, if we play assignment football, we'll be in good shape. But like I said, they got some athletes, so we're going to have to be careful.
Dave Colling with us for just another minute here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready for St. Paul. Because you didn't get off to the quick offensive start, what will you be looking for in the first quarter tonight, Dave?
You know, we need to get out. We talked about that all week. We need to get out of the gates fast tonight. We started last Friday. We moved the ball, but then we had a turnover, which stalled that first drive. So we need to come out of the gates fast tonight and,
and put seven on the board or get the ball back if we're on defense. So that's going to be one of the keys. You know, and I think the young guys going from week one to week two, I think, you know, after watching film with them and getting through a practice, things they did wrong, I really hope that big jump from game one to game two, even lineman-wise, hopefully they're gelling a little bit better and look for us to come out fast Friday night, I hope.
All right, Dave, we'll talk to you again next week. Best of luck. See if we can get the Stars off to a 2-0 start.
Okay, thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
That's Dave Colling, head football coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back with more on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com as we get ready for Friday Night Football right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to St. Paul. Our starting lineup's brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take care of your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for St. Paul and head coach Travis Brouillette. Here will look like this. Defensive tackle is Matt Jamison. He's a 190-pound junior. Joey Jonk is a 190-pound sophomore. He'll start. Defensive end is Adrian Garcia, 200 pounds and a junior. The other defensive end will be Wyatt Stoltenberg, 160 pounds and a junior. The linebackers are Jaden Lassen. He's a 150-pound junior. Other full linebacker will be Dalton Wather. He is a sophomore at 150 pounds. The defensive backs are Dylan Pazoza. He is 130 pounds, a 5'7 junior. Other defensive back, also 135 pounds and a junior, is Matt Hansen. Also a safety will be Ryan Schulte. Schulte is a 5'9 junior that weighs 180 pounds. And I left off Jaden Lassen. He is a linebacker, 150-pound junior. That is the starting lineup here for St. Paul. Now for Kearney Catholic, their line will look like this. We'll give you their offensive lineup. Nick Dowling, a 5'10", 210-pound junior. Also a junior, Austin Ahrens, 5'10", 210 pounds. 235-pound junior Nick Brungart will start on the line. So will Dennis Combanting, also a junior, 5'11", 270. Colin Arredondo, a junior at 255 pounds, will start on the line. At end will be Ben Clinch, a senior. He is 6'2", 225 pounds. Also at end will be Blake Holtmeyer. He'll be split out mostly, 6'3", 185 pounds, and a junior. Also wingbacks or wideouts, depending on how they line up. Bryce James, a sophomore. He is 160 pounds and 5'9". Harrison Pierce, a junior, 5'9", and 140 pounds, will start at the wingback. In the backfield, Derek Jackson will play quite a bit, if not start, 5'10", 175 pounds, and a senior. At running back and or quarterback will be Thomas Connolly, 6 foot tall, 190 pounds, and a junior. The other quarterback, and we're not sure which one will start for sure, John Masker, a junior. He is 6'1", 170 pounds for Kearney Catholic. We actually gave you 12 starters there for the Stars. Again, our starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of high school football. And Don Lease, glad you could join us again. And again, these two teams, about the same time in their very first game, you know, in that third quarter, were in very, very tight ball games. But then things kind of unraveled for St. Paul, and things got better for Kearney Catholic. And again, prognosticators kind of think that that's going to be the case in this game as well. But I'll tell you what, if you get St. Paul believing in themselves, that's going to be a tougher deal.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, St. Paul, like you said, they were right in that game against O'Neill, and a few breaks go their way, you know, they're 1-0. you know, things went Kearney Catholic's way, and they are 1-0, Randy. Both teams are really looking forward to seeing what they can do in the second game.
Yeah, it will be kind of interesting. And St. Paul's had 2 weeks to get ready for this game. They played week zero, but not week one, so they have 2 weeks to prepare for Kearney Catholic. We're going to take a quick break. The national anthem, the Old Glory, is on the field here at St. Paul. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, the kickoff between the Stars and the Wildcats right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Kearney Catholic won the toss. They deferred their choice to the second half, and I didn't hear the rest of it from that point on, but I'm assuming that St. Paul is elected to receive the football, because if they make any decision other than that, that's a turnover, because Kearney Catholic could get the ball both halves.
Yep. And I think that it's right, Randy. You know, St. Paul's getting the ball first to start off this game. You know, like I said, you make a lot of strides from your first game to your second game. St. Paul's had 2 weeks to get things prepared for Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic's had 1 week for St. Paul. But, you know, as I mentioned, you know, Coach Colling was saying that they lined up a little bit in the wrong spots. You know, they're hoping that they got that situation figured out. You know, and St. Paul probably did some same things, Randy, in the first game. So, this, you know, from the first game to the second game, you always like to see a lot of improvement.
And that cliche is that you do make your most improvement. And like most cliches, it certainly has an element of truth. I think that's pretty much universally true, that once you kind of find it out under game conditions where you're at, that they really kind of make those changes. Doing the kicking off here for Kearney Catholic is going to be Chase Murphy. And so the junior is teeing it up at the 40-yard line. And they are going to defend the north end zone, so he'll be kicking toward the south here. And again, they do that kind of choir lineup behind the kicker in case they want to do that choir onside kickoff. And they're not going to start the game here. Again, you might only do that once every 3 years, but you always just line up like that just so you have that option. And so Murphy facing our direction, which means he's facing into the sun here as he kicks off. The field runs north and south, but he puts that right foot into it. High kick that's going to be picked up at about the 5-yard line. And on the right side there is going to be Austin Helzer, and Helzer comes back through there. Not much of a seam, and he is brought down after across the 27-yard line, and that's will be first and 10 here for St. Paul.
Yeah, just, you know, we mentioned it before, Randy, and a lot of those times, you know, people just try to pick up what they can, and that's exactly, you know, they had a little bit of a wedge in the middle, St. Paul did, and a nice little return, you know, got it to about the 27-yard line for St. Paul.
And there's no reason to be too overly fancy with that. Just kind of get what you can, and then you hit that hole hard. Maybe that's when you break the big one. That's what Kearney Hyde was able to do last night against Lincoln Southwest. They run the double wing here, so in under center is going to be Helzer. Very tight is the running back behind him. He's going to roll out to his right, looking to throw, and he throws it a little bit too low, intended for Ryan Schulte, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, just rolling out to the right side, Randy. Ryan was open there just for a split second there, but you know, a little bit of a pass that just wasn't quite connecting, but he was open at that time.
And again, they like to run the football more than they throw it, but they certainly will throw enough out of that formation that you have to respect it, and that's when they maybe can hit that big one on you if you begin to cheat up more and more and more. Again, that double wing, one back in the backfield, and they're going to pitch it to the wing back on the far side. He comes across, and not much room there for Riley Schulte to come across as he ran from the right wing position, trying to come basically off tackle on the left side. And there was enough penetration there for Kearney Catholic that nothing was happening. He lost a couple of yards.
Yep, Thomas Connolly was on this side, and I believe Nick Dowling on this side also. Randy kind of, you know, made that play turn back to the middle, and that's where the linebackers could fill in and make a tackle. Nathan Howell and John Matzker were in on the tackle.
And again, that team speed for Kearney Catholic kind of showed through there, even on the defensive line. So it'll be third and 12 here. Not where you want to be if you're a wing T offense. And a little bit of movement. They're going to throw the flag. And that'll be a 5-yard penalty here on St. Paul. Penalties were one of the bugaboos that hit St. Paul last 2 weeks ago. I have to kind of fight that urge to say that. 2 weeks ago when they played in week zero, they had 11 penalties for 99 yards and really kind of took them off schedule and stopped a few drives because they moved the ball fairly effectively against O'Neill.
Yeah, they did, Randy. And, you know, it's one of those, like, right now they're facing, you know, third and about 17, you know, and with the wing tee and stuff. And, you know, if you're facing a third and two, you know, the play selection's a lot different, and that's what they've had a lot of times against O'Neill, but they got some penalties that put them back there for third and 12, third and 14.
And really, the wing tee is designed not to have any negative plays, and they had one negative play, and they had an incompletion, and now a penalty makes it third and 17. Man in motion will go to the right. Rolling out to the right side is going to be Helzer. Helzer, a little bit of pressure put on by Masker, breaks one tackle near the line of scrimmage, and he's going to end up having a nice gain as he ends up gaining about 7, but that's going to make it actually ends up making about 9 yards, so it still will set up fourth, and we'll call it 8.
Yep, you know, just going to the right side there, the receivers weren't open, so he tucked it up and picked up what he could. But, you know, when you're faced with a third and 17, you know, you pick up about 8 or 9 yards, you're still, you know, fourth and 8.
Just short of the 30-yard line is the nose of the football. One guy's back here, deep here for Kearney Catholic, and that is Holtmeyer. And Kearney Catholic does not appear that they're going to go with the all-out rush here as they kind of have 5 guys on the line of scrimmage, 5 guys 5 yards back. And then the kick is going to hit the turf at about the 40-yard line and go out of bounds. I think it went out of bounds at about the 40. I think he's going to creep inside that 40-yard line. Now they're going to say, yeah, they keep moving him up. That's about where I had it, right at the 40-yard line. And so Kearney Catholic, fairly good field position with their first possession of the ball game.
And, you know, just kind of one of those look like he's just kind of angling it there. Kearney Catholic had some decent returns against Ord, and he just tried to angle it towards the sideline. And, you know, instead of trying to get it down a little farther and letting them try to return it, you got a, you know, about a 30, 25-yard kick off there.
Well, interesting. Masker is in the game, and when I saw that, I assumed that he was going to be playing quarterback, but he's going to split out wide to the right, and the quarterback is going to be Thomas Connolly. So Connolly will be in that shotgun. They got trips to the right, one wide out to the left, no tight end here, one running back just to the right of Connolly. And now in motion is going to be Pierce. He's going to go now to the left side. They set up shop that way, and they're going to run the option. Quarterback's going to keep it right up the middle, follows a lead blocker. He has it across the 50, the 40. He's going to cut it to the outside. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. That's a touchdown the entire distance, 60 yards on the very first play from scrimmage. A nice little juke move in the middle, moved a couple of linebackers, and Thomas Connolly, a 60-yard run to start things off here for Kearney Catholic.
Yep, just fake the dive to Derek, you know, kind of run that. That little dive play, and then he pulled it out and took off. Nice job up front right off the bat. And then also Blake Holtmeyer made a nice block downfield to kind of spring him for the rest of the touchdown, Randy.
And so trying the extra point here is going to be number 44, Chase Murphy, and the 6'1 junior will put his right foot into it. Not a bad snap, good hold. The kick is up, and it is no good. So the try for point is no good. Kearney Catholic has yet to kick an extra point, and they have a couple of the better kickers in the area, well, in my humble opinion. And and so the score remains Kearney Catholic 6, St. Paul nothing. 9:36 to go here in the first quarter. We're back right after this.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Well, 9:36 still left here in quarter number one. Kearney Catholic has one play from scrimmage, and it was a 60-yard scamper by Thomas Connolly to give the Stars that early 6-0 lead. And after attempting the extra point, Murphy back out there to kick things off here from the 40-yard line. And again, things couldn't have gone without turning the ball over. Couldn't have gone a whole lot worse for St. Paul, their possession. Couldn't have gone any better for Kearney Catholic.
No. You know, St. Paul, you know, they got to get something here, Randy. And like you said, you know, a few bad things happened to them right off there in the first and second down to make it, you know, a 3rd and 17.
And that's, again, when you're running that wing T offense, your goal is to be 3rd and 3, maybe 3rd and 2. And if you're anything beyond that, then it's not necessarily one of that short list of plays that you want to run on that down. So Murphy will step into it, a high kick end over end. It's going to be picked up at about the 15-yard line. And to that right side over there, trying to find a little room to run, is going to be Austin Helzer. And Helzer, again, just kind of getting what he could. You know, again, there just wasn't a whole lot there. But, again, he also didn't dance around and let the defense come to him. Yep. He got as much as he could out of it.
Yeah, he did. You know, he got the ball about, like you said, about the 14, 15-yard line, Randy, on the move coming up, and just took it straight ahead, you know, and the ball's going to be spotted about the 30, 31-yard line there. So, you know, he just picked up exactly what he could.
And, again, that's not shabby field position there whatsoever. Lights are on here, but we are still bathed in sunshine. We got a long ways to go before the sun is over the western horizon here in St. Paul, and they're going to run that run back right up the middle, and not much room to run at all. Howell on the tackle. And not much room to go there at all for Dalton Rother.
No, right off the bat, I think Dennis Cabanning kind of met him at the line of scrimmage area there. And then from the linebacker position, Nathan Howell put the finishing touches there.
Yeah, he wasn't upright very long. Again, he lines up very close to the line of scrimmage. He gained about 1 yard. He was hit at the line of scrimmage. And kind of went in there. So, I mean, he wasn't upright very long on that play. But he, again, just coming right off guard, right up the middle. And Cabanning stuffed things up. So here we go now, 2nd and 9 for St. Paul. Double wing back, they'll put a man in motion. They're going to run the rollout pass to the near side, and it's going to be off the fingertips of Ryan Schulte and incomplete. And that would have been a nice little game there.
Yep.
5-7 yards probably on that play, but it went right off the hands of Schulte, and don't blame the quarterback for that one.
Nope. You know, just rolling off to the, you know, his left side here, Randy. You know, they had a couple of deeper routes open. You know, just, you know, Kearney Catholic one step right behind him, but, you know, he hit the guy right in the hands. And, you know, then you're setting up a 3rd and about 3 or 3rd and 2 instead of now it's 3rd and 9.
And, again, that's not what this offense is designed to do. But they are going to line up in that wing tee, you know, two tight ends, a couple of wing backs kind of facing toward the end on either side, and that running back right behind the quarterback, and they run misdirection right up the middle, but they hand it off to the first guy, and there just wasn't any room at all there for Dalton Rother. And I think Rother may have dropped the ball. In any event, it happened when it was on the way down, and he pounced right on it immediately. So Kearney Catholic did not have a shot at the ball, but also Rother didn't have a shot of gaining more than 1 yard on the play.
No. And, you know, like you said, you know, with the wing tee and everything, trying to get something going. And just a few things right now for St. Paul has gone, you know, in the wrong direction. And Dennis Cabanting's right there to, you know, kind of pounce on you and make the tackle.
So Derek Jackson and Bryce James are back to receive the punt. Fairly good pressure put on. There is a flag on the play, and James will call the fair catch and makes a diving catch at about the 35-yard line. There was a flag thrown almost immediately. It is not going to be a roughing call because the kicker wasn't touched. So I don't know what the infraction is going to be here. Unless it's defensive holding, Kearney Catholic will maintain possession, I'm sure. It's going to be illegal procedure on the Wildcats, and we'll see if Kearney Catholic says, you know what, let's back him up 5 yards and see if we actually can get a return. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
It wouldn't surprise me either, you know, with what they did a little bit last week, Randy, against Ord, and that's one of their things that they really work on a lot is their special teams and trying to get something out of their special teams. So it wouldn't surprise me, and that's exactly what they're going to do is move them back 5 yards and make St. Paul kick it over.
So now 10 yards and penalties, as there's been two penalties called against St. Paul. Both of them, your 5-yard illegal procedure type penalties. And so kind of make a little note there. It was going to be Stars ball at the 35. Let's see what that 5-yard penalty really cost St. Paul here, if anything, because obviously Austin Helzer is going to try to boom this one over everybody's head if he can, and he'll step into it. He'll kick it to the left side. It's going to be picked up by James. James will break one tackle. No, he won't, because he is going to be tripped up there. Nice play on special teams there by Taylor Rubaleski. Rubaleski made the tackle in a couple stumbles of the steps by James as he brings it across the 45-yard line. So that 5-yard penalty is going to end up costing them. Is there a flag on the play? It's going to end up costing them 10, depending on what this illegal procedure penalty is going to be. And again, for Kearney Catholic, that wasn't bad. And the quarterback's coming back out on the field. I think Kearney Catholic's going to decline that one. They gained 10 yards on the last penalty, last 5-yard penalty.
Yep, and it looks like that's what they're going to do.
Yep. So the Stars are going to take it here. And they've got it pretty good field position. They're near midfield. They're at the 45-yard line. And the chains crew, which always seems to be the volunteer fire department. They're scrambling over there like they're the volunteer fire department as they get all set up here. So Kearney Catholic at the 45 can pick up a first down at the 45. And now the shotgun here is going to be 1-5. Thomas Connolly will put a man in motion. And he'll roll to his right, looking to throw. Throws it in underneath, and it's through the hands of Pierce and incomplete. So Kearney Catholic's second play from scrimmage, not quite as effective as the first.
Yeah, the 60-yard run for the touchdown.
60-yard run by Thomas Connolly. That's the score right now. It is 6-0. Kearney Catholic, this is the Stars' second possession of the game. And St. Paul hasn't garnered anything in their offensive possessions, and Kearney Catholic has scored a touchdown and an incompletion.
And it's one, that was a nice little design. Pierce was open and just didn't quite get completed.
They're spread out wide to the right. Conley's going to keep it, try to get to the outside. And I'll tell you what, that's a great defensive play there by Wyatt Stoltenberg. He not only made it past the offensive lineman, but he also was able to find the quarterback, worked his way around the running back who had the job of tackling him. And so Stoltenberg makes the tackle. And really a very short game here for Thomas Connolly. We'll put it down at 0 in the books, but it's about a gain of the length of a football. So with the difference of maybe about a foot here, Kearney Catholic needs the entire 10 yards, and in the shotgun is going to be Connolly. Connolly is going to just kick it back out to the outside and cutting back up in the middle, and a little bit of room to run here for Kearney Catholic is going to be Derek Jackson, and Jackson slips a tackle, gained an extra 10 yards after he slipped the tackle that was going to be short of the first down. That's going to be a gain of 20 on the play, on a play that didn't look like there was a whole lot, much potential at all for a first down. It looked like St. Paul had that snuffed out, but Derek Jackson, and that was a lateral, so that'll be 20 yards rushing here for Jackson.
Yep, just a little swing kind of pass out to the right side, Randy, that St. Paul had it pretty well designed to keep him short of that first down. But like you said, Derek broke a tackle and ended up gaining about 20 yards on the play.
Essentially, that was an overhand pitch by Connolly. Now he's going to throw the football. Nope, he's going to tuck it and go, and he's going to be pulled down as the pressure came from in underneath. Nice job there by Matt Jamison as Jamison fought off the block, and that'll be a sack. It'll end up being a loss of 5 on the play here for Kearney Catholic.
It looked like he's trying to get the ball out here to Matzger on the right side, and he wasn't there. And then he looked over on the left to Blake Holtmeyer on that side, and he was covered, tried to tuck it up and run. And like you said, Matt did a great job for St. Paul to get in there and make the sack.
Well, in the early 70s when they had those tearaway jerseys, he might have been able to get away, but they haven't had those for quite some time. I'm that old. Yes, I'm that old. Pass to the left side, and Holtmeyer can't come up with a catch. I don't know if it was actually hit at all over there by Austin Helzer. If nothing else, he blocked the view there because he almost was making a dive jump in front of the pass there to try to intercept that.
Yeah, he tried to get that quick out to Blake Holtmeyer and see what Blake can do. You know, and Helzer did a great job of jumping it. And if he didn't get it tipped, he interfered enough to, you know, block the vision of Blake Holtmeyer on that play.
6:50 in counting, actually, with the incomplete pass. The clock has stopped. And right now, Kearney Catholic leading it 6-0. And they need to get about 15 yards here on third down. Conley's going to step up. He throws it in underneath, and it's going to be caught, but well short of the first down. It's going to end up being a gain of about 9 on the play. Ball reeled in there by Holtmeyer.
Yep, you know, just a quick, you know, kind of about an 8-9 yard in by Holtmeyer. A little low pass, and Blake did a great job going down there and picking it up. Basically, you know, there's going to be a situation now that they'll probably go for it, Randy, being at the 30-yard line. Kearney Catholic is going to go for this one.
Yeah, you're not going to try the 47-yard field goal here, I don't think, and a punt will probably only gain you 10 yards, so you might as well try to get 5 yards in the first down here. So 4th and 5 for Kearney Catholic. No backs in the backfield for Conley. He's going to step up. He's going to throw. He throws it in a crowd, and it's going to be intercepted. And on his feet and running with it is Schulte. Schulte gets to the outside, and he is walloped out of there at about the 40-yard line by the quarterback, Conley, who's also a pretty good linebacker and defensive back. And so that'll be an interception and a nice little return there of about there is a flag on the play, I believe.
Yeah, they kind of blew the whistle and to stall, you know, halt the play, because kind of, you know, after he intercepted it, everybody kind of stopped just for a second, Randy, and then Thomas ended up making the tackle about 15 yards down the field there.
Well, I think there was like one tweet of the whistle,
yeah,
and so, you know, if you're trying to stop the play, you got to stop the play.
Yeah.
So they're having a little discussion. And the ball was down to the 40-yard line. And it'll be 1st and 10 here. I think they might have decided that was incomplete. That might be what that whistle was. I think they may have decided that was incomplete. I didn't think it hit the ground, but... Well, in any event, the ball's going to be at the 30-yard line.
Yep, St. Paul's.
I'm not
ball
sure what to mark
on
my stats
line.
Here. I'm going to mark that as an incomplete pass.
Yep. Must have been just an incomplete pass or something. But it... Yep. So,
I still haven't seen the indication from the officials, but we're going to call it incomplete here. It'll be 1st and 10 now for St. Paul. They're down 6-0, and they're going to run the little counter play. And Riley Schulte tries to get it from the wingback position on the right around to the left side. And again, there's just too much pursuit there for Kearney Catholic. There is no gain on the play.
And, you know, come to this side, and Nick Dowling does a good job, Randy, of just getting upfield about 3 yards. And he just turns everything back into the inside, and there's a lot of flow with Thomas Conley, you know, Nathan Howell, and the linebacker's position, you know, flowing to the ball. And then John Matzker, I believe, was in on that one also, Randy.
So Jaden Lassen will come in with the play here for St. Paul. He's one of the ends here. 4:24 to go in quarter number one. It is 6-0 Kearney Catholic. Again, a very tight wing T formation here. Quick little pitch to the outside to Pezoza, and Pezoza, I don't know if he even got back to the line of scrimmage before Kearney Catholic was able to track everything down. If not the first, one of the first there was Jack Graham, and there just wasn't a whole lot going on there for St. Paul. They may have lost a yard.
Yeah, and then, you know, Ben Clinch on that side, Randy, did the exact same thing that Nick Dowling's doing on this side, is he's going about 2 or 3 yards and just making sure that play gets turned up. Jack Graham's in the game now at his middle linebacker position, and he did a good job of filling in right there.
When Kearney Catholic was in the same kind of position that St. Paul is in right now, where they had a young, inexperienced, kind of smaller team, they ran the wing tee years and years ago. And again, it's one of those offenses where you can be undersized and be pretty effective as an offensive lineman. Here's the quick snap to Helzer. Helzer throws it out to the left side. It's off the fingertips of Riley Schulte and incomplete, and it's going to be a 4th down here. You know, Bernie Madison ran that for a few years there, tried to have some success with it. They went from one extreme to the other. They went from where everybody was kind of in the box to the offense
spread
that you
could
spread it out, the offense that you see now.
Yep, and you know, even like when Kearney Catholic ran it, you know, they were in those situations. You know, Bernie always said, you know, when you're getting a 3rd and 11, 3rd and 12, it's difficult to come up with a lot of things that, you know, you try to get it out there to those receivers and see if they can make a play.
And again, in pump formation is going to be Helzer. And Helzer, not much pressure, Cabanting, just making sure he punts it. The ball's going to hit about the 40-yard line, and Holtmeyer's going to get away from it, and it's going to be down at about the 27-yard line. That's going to be pretty effective here for Helzer. as we'll go from the 30 to the other side of the field to about the 31-yard line. So that's going to be nice little job there, about 39 yards in terms of how much we're flipping the field here.
Yep, you know, it's one of those, you know, Blake, he's going, you know, should I go after that? Should I go after that? And he did the smart thing, just let it go, you know, get the ball back and see what they can do on the offensive end, Randy.
A very quick cost-benefit ratio analysis.
Yeah.
You might get more yards, but you also might turn the ball over. So Conley makes the decision to play it safe here. Two running backs, he's going to hand it off, and that's going to be Jackson. Jackson cuts to the outside. He's going to be pulled down at about the 40-yard line. He was a little bit short of the 30, so that's going to be gained right at 11. That's going to be enough for the first down.
Yep, you know, this time, you know, Derek Jackson did a, you know, got the ball and came to the right side, Randy, and, you know, last few times, Thomas has, pulled it out and basically ran it right up the middle, but this time he gave it to Derek, and Derek gains 11.
So, again, two backs in the backfield, one wide out to the right, a couple to the left, and they're going to hand it off on that little counter, and dancing through there is going to be Nathan Howe, and Howe is going to gain about 3.5, maybe 4 yards.
Yep, and that's one thing, talking to Coach Calling, you know, about all the different running backs that they can use. Nathan's one of those that, you know, he'll just take it right up the middle and get what he can. Derek's one of those that's a little bit quicker and faster getting around the ends and so on. But Nathan just took it and, you know, picked up what he could, Randy.
Bad snap, but Howe's able to kind of intercept it from the quarterback. He goes off tackle, and wow, he is walloped after he crosses the 50-yard line. He has enough for the first down. Gain of about 7. He was running through the crowd there. I'm not 100% sure who got him, but I think it was Jonick, and Jonick hit him pretty hard.
Yeah, he did. You know, it was one of those that didn't look very good right off the bat, you know, with a high snap to Thomas, and then Nathan just kind of grabbed it out of Thomas's hands and, you know, go to the left sides, and once he got across there, Randy, he got a nice little wallop from one of the St. Paul kids.
So it'll be first and 10 in St. Paul territory. They're going to hand off to Jackson. Jackson, lead block up in front of him. He's going to bring it across the 40-yard line. He stretches it across the 40, and that's going to be a gain right at 10. It's going to be close to that first down marker. I don't know if they've got it, but a good solid run there by Kearney Catholic.
Yep, and another good job there also, Randy, by Thomas Conley. He kind of rides that guy and, you know, sees if he needs to hand it off or not, and then, you know, leaves it in the belly or brings it out and then tucks it up and runs himself. But this time he gave it to Derek Jackson coming around, and we're going to have a measurement to see if he got the first down or not.
That'll give us a chance to check a few scores in Class A. Second-ranked Omaha Westside with a 14-0 lead over 7th-ranked Grand Island. That game is in the first quarter. Right now, Alliance and Hastings, no score. That's on our network of stations on KHAS. And right now, Grand Island Northwest in the second quarter, trailing McCook by a score of 20-7. And everything else that we have scores for, they're all 0-0, except for in Class C1, number 9, Pierce, in the second quarter, 42-14 over Boys Town. Shotgun formation here for Kearney Catholic. It is second and very short. They give it off to Howe. Howe takes it off the left side, and he's kind of pulled down after he drags a couple of guys with him. They had him by the shirt tail, and he's got enough for the first down, gain of about 3.
Yeah, it's one of those also, Randy, you know, give credit to St. Paul, because if he doesn't drag him down, he has a little bit of a wall out there, because there's about 2 or 3 other linemen that were downfield making a good block for Kearney Catholic.
On KICS, our ESPN station in Hastings, Adam Central, Wilbur Clotonia, still no score in that game. High snap, but Calling is able to handle it. Connolly handles it and gives it to Jackson. Jackson just straight up the middle off tackle. He brings it across the 30-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 6.
Yeah, just a, you know, quick handoff to Derek Jackson coming to the right side. The offensive line is doing a good job for Kearney Catholic, getting some line surge out of that, and Derek ends up picking up about 6 yards on the play.
On our sister station, Classic gets 98-9. Still no score between Fillmore Central as they're in Minden to take on the Whippets. Running backs either side of Connolly, who is in the shotgun. High snap. He's going to have to keep it himself. He cuts to the outside. There is a flag down. He's going to take it across the 25-yard line. Has enough for the first down, but that more than likely, the way that flag was thrown, I didn't see an infraction, but that's probably a hold on Kearney Catholic.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a hold on Kearney Catholic.
And it's one of those, you know, started off with a little bit of a high snap. You know, I think it was designed to give it off to Nathan Howe going to the left side. And then Thomas just took it where Nathan was supposed to be going. But we got a hold on this right side for Kearney Catholic.
Don Fantromo right now leading Blue Hill 6-0 on the Breeze, 94.5, and St. Cecilia leads Ravenna 7-0. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game or call to get one of their great pizzas. You can carry out. Valentino's will deliver also in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We deliver the scores in the game. Valentino's of Kearney will deliver right to your door. Connolly right up the middle. After taking the snap, bounces around, ping-pongs around a little bit, and he brings it across the 30-yard line. He erases a fair amount of that holding call there, and it's going to set up here third and very manageable after a gain of about 8.5.
Yeah, and, you know, he just faked a little bit of a handoff to Nathan Howe going left and then tucked it up and went straight up the middle, like you said, Randy, and he got, you know, about the line of scrimmage and got a little ping-ponged around there by St. Paul, you know, defenders and stuff, but by the time he unravels, he's, gained about 11 yards on the play.
He's a wrestler. He's figured out how to get people's hands off of him. He hands it off to Jackson. Jackson breaks one tackle. No, he doesn't. It's finished up there. I thought he was going to slip through there, but then wrapping things up is Dylan Pazoza, and Pazoza does a great job there. He gave up maybe about 1 yard on the tackle, but he makes the tackle at about the 29-yard line, and that is going to be the final play of quarter number one. Kearney Catholic with a 6-0 lead. They're going to have a decision here at about the 30-yard line. They're going to have it fourth and about four. We'll find out what their decision is when we come back. Once again, Kearney Catholic 6, St. Paul nothing, quarter number two right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to St. Paul. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school football here on ESPN. Don't forget that we'll have the CPI Mr. Tire Friday Night Scoreboard Show powered by Platte River Preps. That'll be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, after the Fillmore Central and Minden game that Doug has the call of down in Minden. And Kearney Catholic will play them later in the year. Here they have a 6-0 lead over St. Paul. As the first play from scrimmage, a 60-yard scamper by Thomas Connolly, and they're driving pretty effectively here after going, I think it was 3 and out on the previous drive.
Yep, and then, you know, give your hat off to, you know, St. Paul on that last play, Randy. Dylan did a great job making an open field tackle because Derek had some running room on that one.
And that'll set up fourth and four here. Kearney Catholic's going to throw for it. Connolly in the shotgun throws it in underneath and is going to be tipped. Good defense there by Austin Helzer to knock that one away from Holtmeyer, and it is going to be incomplete. So with that incompletion, is going to be a turnover on downs, and now St. Paul will have the opportunity to get something going here. And they have not been able to get a whole lot going offensively. But Kearney Catholic's passing game, they're 1 of 5 for 9 yards. And there's been a couple of balls there that really Austin Helzer has been just a stride away from intercepting.
Yep, Austin's done a great job of, you know, kind of reading the route. That time Blake had him on a little bit of a curl in, and Thomas tried to deliver it, and he did a great job of closing and almost picking that pass off, Randy.
And again, he would have had a lot of guys to work his way through. That probably wasn't one of those that goes the distance, but certainly would have gave them better field position than where they're at. But they don't have too bad a field position. They got a 1st and 10 from the 29. And in under center is going to be Helzer. Helzer's going to keep it himself, dancing around, looking for a hole. There's not one. And he'll get maybe to the 30-yard line, which will be a gain of maybe about a half of a yard, and that's going to be it.
Yeah, he just kind of fakes that, you know, wing coming around on this side. Randy kind of follows his blockers and tries to pick up what he can. Kearney Catholic, like I said, Ben and Nick done a great job of coming up field and just making sure that everything gets turned in. And then the linebackers of Thomas, Jack Graham, Nathan Howe, and those guys just floated the ball so good, Randy.
And they have a size advantage, Kearney Catholic does up front. I mean, you can see it. I mean, you can just, from here, you don't have to look up the numbers. You can tell Kearney Catholic outweighs them about 35, 40 pounds on the line. And here they got a lot of penetration. They pitched it back, and there is absolutely nowhere to go for Dylan Pezzosa. As, you just kind of stuff it all up and then just start throwing guys away until you find the guy that's got the football. That's going to be a loss on the play. No, they're going to give him progress all the way back to the original line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play.
Yep, and that time it was Bryce James coming up hard and Blake Holtmeyer flowing to the ball really hard. And that's the thing that Kearney Catholic has is they have some speed in that, middle linebacker and safeties and DBs, Randy.
And the corners in there, and Arredondo up there and those guys up front, Cabanting, they just kind of started to make a pile, kind of stuff things up there.
Yep.
And now St. Paul is forced to call a timeout. They've got to try to figure something out here. They've got it third and 10, 10:28 to go here in quarter number two. It is 6-0 Kearney Catholic. This timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Timeout on the field. We'll take it with them. 6-0 Stars. We're back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, last two times, Kearney Catholic has decided to go for it on fourth down. Last two times on fourth down, they've thrown incomplete passes. So Kearney Catholic's last two drives have stalled. And right now, St. Paul looking for their very first down of the ball game. It won't be easy here. They've got it third and 10 from their own 29-yard line. And for Kearney Catholic, they've done a nice job of just not letting that running game for St. Paul get going. And there's been a few balls that have been thrown where they needed to, but the quarterback hasn't got a whole lot of help. Helzer's put it on the numbers a few times, put it on the hands a few times, but no complete passes.
Yeah, and then, you got to have those little quick outs in this game, Randy, to get, set up some third and fours and third and fives.
Schulte is going to be quarterback, and they're going to throw it off, and I think we have a penalty right away. They threw the flag, so maybe somebody was offside. What they did is they put Schulte in under center, and they're going to call a legal procedure here, and they were going to throw it out here to Helzer, and I don't know if Helzer was going to have a double pass.
Yeah. I think that's what it kind of looked like, Randy.
But Kearney Catholic was there. I mean, really, St. Paul, they had an illegal procedure here, and that's probably to their benefit because that was not going to be effective.
No, because Thomas Connolly and Bryce James had that one, kind of stiffed out, Randy, and they did a great job of getting out there. And if he did catch it, he wasn't going to – I don't think he was going to have time to maybe get that pass off if it was a double pass.
No. Well, they're going to – this time have Helsner in under center, and he's just going to come right up the middle on third and 15, and there isn't a whole lot there. Graham's in on the play, also helping him up after the tackle is Braxton Bellamy, as it's going to set up now fourth and about 11 here for St. Paul.
Just one of those that kind of tried to spread the field, Randy, and see what Helzer could do. Maybe break a tackle or something. Maybe try to pick up a first down out of that situation. But Kearney Catholic front guys are doing a really good job. And like I said, their middle linebackers are flowing really well to the ball.
So right now, Jackson and James back deep for Kearney Catholic in punt formation again is going to be Helzner with a little bit of pressure. He's able to kick it, and it's kind of a bit of a spiral kick that goes out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. It's out of bounds at the 45, so they're going to step it up, and it's going to be about the 44-yard line. It's a yard out of bounds at the 45, so we go to the 44.7. And in any event, Kearney Catholic near midfield, not bad starting position here.
Yeah, and it's one of those, Randy, I mentioned it in the first punt that he had. He's kind of angling it to a certain area. And you know, with Kearney Catholic, that's one of their main things is their special teams. They love to get that ball either to Bryce James. Sometimes it's Derek Jackson back there, and sometimes it's Blake Holtmeyer. But they work quite a bit on their special teams.
And Helzer's done a nice job of punting. He's kept the ball away, no return yards after it. And again, the ball's near the sideline when it goes out of bounds. Yep. I mean, when it hits. And there's a little bit of movement up front, or is that delay? No, it's going to be delay. I saw a little movement by St. Paul. Now, I don't think they crossed the line of scrimmage, so I agree with the call that it's going to be a delay, a game penalty here in Kearney Catholic. That's going to be their second penalty for a total of 15 yards now. And that just makes it a little bit tougher, you know. And again, they've moved the ball at times kind of effectively, but they've also failed on a couple of fourth down conversions as well. So man in motion. As Connolly will hand it off, and that's James. James on that jet sweep, a little ball fake, jumps to the outside. There's a flag on the play. He's got enough for the first down, a gain of about 20 on that far side. But whatever happened, a couple of different officials saw, because there's two sets of flags down, and that more than likely is going to be a hold here on Kearney Catholic. And yes, it is, and that's going to be in the backfield. So that's going to be a penalty of about 13 yards, because that'll be a spot penalty.
And like you said, Randy, you know, Bryce James coming in motion, going to the right side, but that's exactly where they threw the flags, was on that right side to get, and it probably was a hold to get Bryce James out and around that corner. You know, he picked up a lot of chunk of yardage there, but the hold probably is what sprung him.
Yeah, and so you've got three penalties now, and that's actually going to be, I looked at that the wrong way. That's about an 8-yard penalty. So, again, three penalties for about 23 yards, and that negates about a 22-yard gain there. For the sophomore, Bryce James. So Connolly checks his wristband to see what he wants to do. He has two wideouts to his right, two to his left, right from the middle of the field, one back in the backfield with him. Now he got some man in motion. That's Bach. Bach's going to get the handoff. Bach is going to just get what he can as he brings it across the 35 to near the 40-yard line. So John Bach, his first carry, is going to be a gain of about 7.
Yep, just, you know, coming around in motion on this side. Randy coming to our left. Thomas gave him the ball. He tried to get outside here. St. Paul did a great job of, you know, filling in there and making an open field tackle. That's one thing St. Paul's done a real good job of, Randy, is making some open field tackles.
They really have. They have done a very nice job. Box going to be in motion. They fake the handoff. Connolly's going to keep it, and he dances around on the inside. He has it to the original line of scrimmage and across that. So that's going to set him now 3rd and 9 after he has a gain of 6.
Yep, and they ran the same play going to the opposite side, Randy, but this time Thomas pulled it out of John Bach's stomach and basically took it up and run. It looked like he had quite a bit of room, and St. Paul did a good job of closing the gaps down.
And again, they kind of ran an option there off of Matt Jamison, because Jamison was upfield, and he took the ball. Connolly did out of the belly of Bach and just went right up the middle. So 3rd and 9 here after a couple of penalties. Connolly's going to throw to the right. It's caught Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer has a couple of blockers, and he's going to have enough for the first down. Just got that nice cut back to the inside. Yep. That pass to the outside comes right back up the middle, and he's going to end up having a gain of right at 9 yards on the play, and that's going to be 1st and 10 here for Kearney Catholic.
And, you know, it was one of those little bit, you know, he got out there because of a couple of good blocks. Andrew Harms got out there, and Austin Arntz got out there to make a good, block downfield and, to allow Bryce James to pick up that first down.
And we do have an injured Wildcat. It appears to be a contusion, a bruise on the thigh perhaps, or maybe some cramping. It doesn't appear to be that serious, at least we hope not. We'll get the number and we'll check the injury. We'll come back here in just a moment. 8:01 to go here in the second quarter. It is 6-0 Kearney Catholic. We're back right after this.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska-Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Well, Dalton Rother is coming up rather gingerly, but it seems every step he takes, he's putting just a little bit more weight on that right leg. So I have a feeling that we'll see him before the game is out, but he will come off the field. And again, we've kind of talked about some problems with suspensions and injuries and the fact they only had 4 seniors to start with. So St. Paul, a bit of a The ranks are a little thin right now, and so the sophomore will come off the field. Here, Kearney Catholic has it first and 10, and Connolly is going to scramble for it. He'll cut to the inside, back in the middle there, and just a nice little scramble there for the quarterback, as I think there was some miscommunication. Yep. He wasn't sure where to throw the football because I think the receiver he wanted to throw the ball to didn't go out for the pattern pass, where he thought he was going to go.
Yep, it looked like downfield, on the right side, that they were looking for the block and stuff. As Thomas looked to throw it over there, and there was no one there, so he did a great job of tucking it up and picking up what he could, Randy.
And give some credit to the line there, because they opened up a hole. They gained 7 yards, and here he goes right up the middle after faking the jet sweep, and yep. He is going to be upended at about the 25-yard line. So that'll be a nice 11-yard gain in Kearney Catholic on the march.
Yep, nice job, faking it to John Bach going around the right side, Randy. Like we've mentioned before, and Thomas does a great job of looking at his reads and what he needs to, give the ball or take it up and run. And this time he took it right up and ran the football and then picked up the first down. They got first and about the 25-yard line.
7:10 to go here before halftime. 6-0 Kearney Catholic. Stars scored on their very first play from scrimmage, but have not scored since, obviously. But here they're marching. They'll put a man in motion. That's Pierce. They're going to fake the handoff to him. The quarterback's going to keep it. And that time, St. Paul had that well diagnosed. There was a meeting at the quarterback called by Wyatt Stoltenberg, as well as Luke Pandros, as that's actually going to be a loss on the play of about one.
Yeah, but this time Harrison going in motion, faking that jet sweep, going to the right side. Thomas pulled it out, but there was about three St. Paul guys right there as he, tried to read that option, but, there was a lot of guys into the backfield.
So Masker, the wide out to the left, which is the short side of the field, they actually moves a little bit closer. Now he gets closer to the sideline. Trips to the right. There's no back in the backfield with the quarterback, Connolly, who is in the shotgun. He'll step up. He's going to throw and is through the hands of Holtmeyer and incomplete. Holtmeyer right at the sticks would have had enough for the first down if he would have been able to reel that one in, but went through his hands. He had to jump up for it. Now, that wasn't a gimme, as he was fairly well covered, but that was a nice ball by Connolly.
Yep, and just rolling to his right a little bit. Blake ran a a little bit of a deeper route. We've seen Blake go up and get those rebounds.
Yeah.
Many times, and this time he was very upset at himself after the ball went through his hands that he didn't catch it.
So it's gonna be 3rd and 11 here. Jackson in the backfield, but he's gonna go in motion to his left. No backs now with Connolly's in the shotgun, and he's gonna set up the screen, and it is set up big time. It is right up the middle and a huge hole to run through for Jack Graham.
Yep.
And Graham's going to take it inside the 10-yard line. And, wow, that is exactly how you draw that one up.
Yep, you had Derek Jackson coming in motion to the left side, and you got him basically spread out in the middle. And, the lineman did a great job of selling it and letting the line come through. And they ran a little bit of a tight end screen there, and Jack gets the ball all the way down to about the 8-yard line.
So he'll set up now 1st and goal here after the gain of 23. Jackson has the ball in his belly, passes it to the outside, cuts to the inside, and he'll go in virtually untouched. Boy, he did a great job of reading his blocks, finding the hole. He goes in for the 9-yard score, and Kearney Catholic with a 12-0 lead, and it appears that they are going to be going for two here.
Yeah, Derek did a good job, like you said, Randy, of reading his blocks. He got the ball, went to the right side, and just kind of let things. He didn't take off, just trying to barrel up there. He just kind of let the blocks happen. And, Blake Holtmeyer, I believe it was, on that side, and Bryce James on the right side did a good job of making some downfield blocks.
So, again, after missing the first point after, the Stars will go for two and try to get that 14-point lead. Connolly's going to roll to his right, throw, and it is a dart that is incomplete. He was trying to connect with Holtmeyer, and when you throw it that hard and relatively low, Holtmeyer can't use his height on that one, but that was actually well defensed by St. Paul, and Connolly just trying to fit it into a small area, and it falls incomplete. So the try for two is no good. It is 12-0, Kearney Catholic with the lead here with 5:47 to go in the second quarter, and the Stars will kick it off when we come back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Well, Kearney Catholic has their second score of the night, and ironically, yet to hit an extra point on the season, and they go for the two there, and that one comes up a little bit short as well. So it is 12-0 here. Kearney Catholic with the lead over St. Paul. And again, for St. Paul, you know, they're still a play away. I mean, they're hanging around, but offensively, they just haven't really gotten anything going.
Yeah, you know, they haven't. You know, offensively, they seem like they, you know, get a little bit of a penalty or something happens right off the bat, Randy, to, you know, get them in a long yardage situation. And then they try to get a couple of completions, and they've had a couple of them dropped where, you know, the pass has been right there. But, you know, the offense and defensive line of Kearney Catholic have done a great job of controlling the line of scrimmage.
So Chase Murphy will kick off from the 40, a little bit more of a low line drive kick, and it's going to bounce it out the 15-yard line where it's going to be picked up by Miles Griffith. And Griffith coming, like I say, just right up the middle, getting what he can. And I'll tell you what, Creighton Hammock was right there, and the sophomore laid the pretty good stick to him as he'll bring him down right at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, you know, like you said, Randy, it was kind of a line drive. He picks up the ball, and he's going up the field to try to get, you know, what he can. And then he kind of stopped and went to the outside, tried to pick it out to the outside. And Creighton Hammock did a really good job of holding his contain and then making the tackle there.
Back end of the football is on the 20-yard line, so they'll have to bring it across the 30 to get the first down here. 12-0 Kearney Catholic, 5:40 to go here in the second quarter, and we'll check a few more scores for you here in just a few moments, trying to get you updated on some of those, courtesy of Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Change at quarterback is going to be right. Schulte passes to the left side and is going to be incomplete, and that was a bit of a dangerous pass as they intended it out over there for Matt Hansen. There were a couple of stars that had a couple of different angles to pull down the interception.
Yeah, this time, you know, going to the left side, you know, Jack Graham, I was kind of watching some of the linebacking situations there for Kearney Catholic. Jack kind of, you know, just kind of hesitated, and then took off really hard towards the quarterback. You know, it was one of those things, like you said, Randy, Kearney Catholic had a really good, you know, defending on that one, and it basically was just about picked off by Kearney Catholic.
And Schulte will stay in at quarterback. So Riley Schulte, he'll run the wing T formation. He's going to pitch it back to Helzer. And Helzer trying to get that far side, and there's nothing going there. They didn't actually bring him down to the turf, but for Kearney Catholic, Dan Owen was there. So was Austin Ahrens, and there wasn't much of a chance to get back to the line of scrimmage.
No, there wasn't. You know, just took the toss sweep. Helzer went to the running back position, Randy, you know, to try to maybe get him open and get him into a one-on-one situation and try to, you know, break something for St. Paul right now. But Kearney Catholic's doing a great job of controlling the line of scrimmage, and he, you know, lost a couple on that play.
Yeah, and again, it's the dominance up front as much as anything. And there's some speed out there for the corners and linebackers for Kearney Catholic, but right now that defensive line for Kearney Catholic is getting the job done. Schulte at quarterback, he's going to roll out to his right. He's looking for Helzer, but pressure's coming, and now he's going to have to scramble for it, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds, and they're going to throw a flag. And I think they might call a face mask. What had happened was there was a hit, and then the arm went up. And I don't think it was a grasp, but I think an arm kind of went through there. They're going to call a face mask, but they face masked with the elbow, the inside part of the elbow. There wasn't a grab there.
No.
And so that's an unfortunate break here for Kearney Catholic, and I think a bad call, to be honest with you, because there was no grasp, and he was hit, and I'll tell you, a nice job there by Schulte to put his head down and kind of knock the defender back, and his hands went up and were open and ran through his open elbow.
Yep.
And they're going to call a face mask. The inside of his elbow did touch his face mask, but there wasn't a grasp there, and they threw the flag. That's a costly 15-yard penalty here for Kearney Catholic. Or not, they haven't marked it. Did they? Oh, because they didn't call the grasp. Well, they shouldn't have. But it's a replay of the down. So it's a replay of the down, and so it's going to set up here 3rd and 8. So that 15-yard penalty would have been devastating for Kearney Catholic. And St. Paul now has a shot at getting their first down on 3rd and 8. So they call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, the 5-yard penalty was not the 15-yard personal foul penalty, but the 5-yard penalty against Kearney Catholic. That is their fourth penalty for 28 yards. And keeps the drive alive for the moment. It is 3rd and 8, and we were kind of talking about it during the break, Don, the contact initiated by Schulte on that play.
Yeah, you know, he came to the right side, Randy. He knew he wasn't going to be able to, you know, do much, so he just lowered his head, tried to do what he could, and he initiated the contact.
And there was a lot of contact there. That was a good hard hit by Schulte. Now he's going to roll out to his left. He's got some backside pressure, and he is going to get sacked. As he slowed down to try to set up to make the tackle, that backside pressure and a little bit of frontside pressure got to him. Austin Ahrens as well as Braxton Bellamy each sharing a sack there. And it's going to set up now 4th and long here for St. Paul.
As he tried to roll out to his left side to hit his receiver down the sideline, he set up to kind of see if he couldn't get something off. Austin and Braxton did a good job of meeting right at the quarterback.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you could see it on the backside. I don't know if the quarterback could feel it, but Ahrens was coming. As soon as he slowed down, it was all over. 3:20 to go here before halftime, 12-0 Kearney Catholic. And Jackson and James back deep here for the Stars, standing at the goal line awaiting the snap here is Helzer. Helzer in punt formation gets the snap, and he'll put his foot into it, and it's going to hit out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. We'll see where they mark it, see where it went out of bounds. It wasn't too far. And here they're going to go up a little bit further than I thought they would. On that far sideline, to me it looked like it just went out of bounds by about a yard at about the 42, maybe 43, and they're going to mark it at the 38.
So
it, again, to be 5 yards upfield, it'd have to be 5 yards out of bounds, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You'd think.
You'd think it's worth it.
Anyway, Kearney Catholic, fairly good position here, 1st and 10 from the 38. It's not my job to spot things, that's for sure. And Connolly will get the handoff as Masker was in at quarterback, and he's going to bring it across for a gain of about 6.
Yep, this time they switched John Masker to quarterback, which they said they were going to do some, throughout the time is, put John back there and see what they could do, because Thomas does a good job of running the football. Not that the other guys haven't done a good job of running the football. They've all done a real good job. But it's just a different look, John, at quarterback and Thomas at running back.
And it's going to be Masker in at quarterback and standing. Now Connolly is going to say stand next to him as the other quarterback. And now Kearney Catholic, I think, is going to call a timeout. No, St. Paul. Kearney Catholic looked like it would take a little bit of time to find that play on the flip chart there. And it's St. Paul that ends up calling their 3rd and final timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Stars lead it by a score of 12-0 with 2:24 to go here before halftime. It's 2nd and 4 from the 33. We're back after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Well, Kearney Catholic, effective their last drive, getting their 2nd touchdown of the night. Their first one came from 60 yards out. Thomas Connolly, first play from scrimmage for the Stars, and then they score the touchdown with a run by Derek Jackson. You're updated on the scoring. It is 12-0. Kearney Catholic with lead over St. Paul here. As we mentioned, they've got it 2nd and about 4 from the 33-yard line, and in under center is going to be Masker. The back in the backfield is going to be Connolly. They pitch to him, and he'll turn the corner, and he'll get to the outside, and they're going to mark him out of bounds after a gain of about 5, so that's going to be enough for a 1st down.
Yeah, just a quick toss to Thomas on the right side. Pretty good blocking downfield. Blake Holtmeyer is one of those guys that does a real good job of blocking downfield, Randy, and is able to kind of spring Thomas, and Thomas picks up the 1st down.
Ball just short of the 25-yard line, where it's 1st and 10 here for Kearney Catholic. Clock stopped momentarily to move the chains. Now it still hasn't started yet. He went out of bounds, so they'll stay that way until they snap it. 2:18 to go. Connolly gets the handoff right up the middle, and he's going to gain about 5 yards. Again, nothing fancy, just right up the middle, and riding him down is Adrian Garcia.
Yep, good job that time, you know, up front. You know, you had Nick Dowling, with Dennis Cabanting and Colin Arredondo on this left side, Randy.
No backs in the backfield for Masker, who's now in the shotgun. He's got trips to his right, two to the left. He's stepping back. He's going to throw it, and he throws it relatively deeply, a jump ball, and it is incomplete. He threw it in an area where the only guy that really had a great chance at it was Thomas Connolly, and Connolly kind of holding that rebounding position, then trying to go for the ball over the shoulder. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he needs to play more basketball instead of that wrestling stuff because he moved to the outside maybe just a stride too slowly there as Connolly used his body very, very well, but maybe made that move just a shade late. Masker's pass is incomplete.
Yeah, and, he had a little bit of a seam route with Blake Holtmark, and an angle there, but the route was to go to Thomas on that one.
And we got some flags and some movement, and we'll see whether or not St. Paul was drawn off by movement by Kearney Catholic. This is going to be a 5-yard penalty on somebody, and the officials are sorting it out here. It's going to be encroachment on the defense, so that 5-yard penalty is going to make it 1st and 10 here for Kearney Catholic.
You know, and like you said on that last play, he put it in a position, is on his outside. Thomas had an opportunity to go after it, but it was one of those difficult, but at least it was in the situation where it's in the inside where he's going to be able to throw an interception.
And he's had some success at wrestling, so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you'd like to have him out, but.
Oh, God, he's a heck of a rebounder.
Quick little counterplay here, and Pierce trying to get to the corner, and he can't get there. He is wrapped up at about the 15-yard line, and that's just a great job of St. Paul stringing things out.
Yep.
And the guy that strung it out more than anybody else was Matt Jameson. He strung it out, and then Jaden Lassen is able to kind of seal the deal and make the tackle.
Yep, and then there's Blake Eshelman, I think 44, came flow on over here too, Randy. Like you said, great job by St. Paul that time.
James in motion to the right, and they're going to just pitch it out to him on that outside. He tries to break one tackle, does, cuts back in. A lot of help there by St. Paul. Ducks under one, and he's running east and west, and he's going to be pulled down about the 10-yard line, just kind of looking for a little seam there. That's going to end up being a gain of about 5, but a broken tackle or two there by James will make it a gain of 5 on what essentially was a run, and Kearney Catholic calls the timeout. 2 to go here before halftime. It is 12-0, 3rd down, about 3 yards to go here from the 10-yard line with 2 to go. Timeout stars. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Back after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, Kearney Catholic still has a couple of timeouts left, and they may need it here as they've got it 3rd and 3 from the 10-yard line. But first things first, you want to get that 3 yards so you can keep the drive going here. And in the shotgun formation is going to be Masker. And Masker with the hard count. He'll hand it off to Connolly. Connolly rolls to his right, has a lead blocker out there. He ducks it in underneath, has enough for the first down. By the time they unstack it, I think he's going to be inside the 5-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of about 5, and that'll stop the clock. And I can't tell if he got out of bounds or not. It's going to be awfully close there, but it's a gain of about 5 here for Connolly, and it'll be 1st and goal here for Kearney Catholic.
And nice job, Thomas kind of waiting for things to happen and then ducked under there, Randy, and ended up picking up the 1st down, and, it's going to be 1st and goal from about the 5.
And they do wind the clock here, but time really not a major factor. 49 seconds to go, a handoff to Connolly. Connolly off tackle. He ducks in, tries to get the ball across the goal line. His helmet's across. Is the football across? Yes, it is. 5-yard touchdown by Thomas Connolly as he just took the pitch off tackle, went right up the middle, didn't string it out as much as he did the previous play, but again, that duck down underneath got him enough for the 5-yard score, and it's 18-0 here at Kearney Catholic.
Yep, like you said, Thomas does a good job, Randy, of running the football. He ran the football well last year. Last time he kind of waited for things to open up, but this time he just took it and went up right up the middle. The line did a great job of blocking up front.
Different kicker this time here for Kearney Catholic. Grant Bushcutter will step in, and the left-footed sophomore will try the point after. And there's movement up front, and St. Paul, it appeared, went offside. A lot of movement right over the football as one of the linebackers was trying to guess the count.
I think you're right, Randy.
And it's going to be encroachment on St. Paul, and Kearney Catholic's just going to deny it. They're just going to decline the penalty here, so nobody has to move. we got to measure from the 10. Now, if we go to the 9, I'm not sure that's at exactly. So Holtmeyer will do the holding here. High snap. Holtmeyer puts it down, and he's going to have to run with it, and he pitches it forward. And running with the football is Connolly, and Connolly is stopped at about the 5-yard line. Holtmeyer wasn't sure. He had to nearly stand up to catch the snap, and by the time he went back down, Bushcutter was on his way in there, but he goes, nah, this isn't going to work. So you try to get something out of it. And Kearney Catholic has yet to kick an extra point on the season. We've only had a couple of actual kicks and haven't had any go in yet on the year here for Kearney Catholic. So it is 18-0. Kearney Catholic with the lead. 41 seconds to go here before halftime. We'll take one quick break. We'll be back for the final 41 seconds. Stars leading at 18-0 over St. Paul. We're back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here. We'll see who does the kicking off chores here for Kearney Catholic. I see bright yellow socks out there, so it's a guy that lives at my house. He's going to be doing the kicking off here. And we kind of talked about it during the break that it's got to be driving Kearney Catholic coaches a little nuts here because they just haven't been able to get their kicking game going at all.
No, they haven't. You know, and like you said, Randy, there's only been a couple times that they've gotten a couple of them off, and they've gone, you know, to the right side or left side. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's just, you know, everything's a timing, you know, and you know, all of a sudden you get a little bit of a high and bobble or something or just a little bit of reach out there, and the timing's just thrown way off.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving points to that process to kick an extra point. Bushcutter will come up, and he'll put a foot into it, and it's going to bounce at about the 10-yard line where it's picked up there. Trying to cut to the outside there is Miles Griffith, and Griffith is going to bring it across the 20 to about the 25-yard line. Again, not much of a scene there at all as the Kearney Catholic special teams unit, their kickoff unit, does a nice job of staying in their lanes and didn't open up any seams there at all. And it'll be first and 10 here for St. Paul with 33 seconds to go. And I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of fancy action here from St. Paul.
Yeah, I don't think so either, Randy. You know, get into the halftime, you know, regroup, come up with some things maybe to do, you know, different in the second half, you know, for St. Paul right now.
And again, you just don't want to dig yourself into a deeper hole. And they are, you know, they do a lot of this anyway, where they line up very, very tight here, but they don't even have a back in the backfield. They're going to just give it back to one of those wing backs. Connolly's going to make the tackle in the backfield. No room at all to run there. I think it was Pazoza who got the pitch. Yes, he did. And I don't think he got back to line of scrimmage. He may have lost about a half of a yard. And I doubt very much St. Paul snaps this ball again.
Yeah, I don't think so either, Randy. I think they're just going to, you know, try to regroup, get into this, you know, second half, see if they can't get something going here in the second half. You know, down, you know, 18-0, you know, they got to get something going, do some things that maybe, you know, a little bit positive in the second half to, you know, pick up their spirits and see what they can do the rest of the game.
And that is the end of the first half. Your score, Kearney Catholic 18, St. Paul nothing. The two teams heading, well, one's heading to the locker room, the other one heading to that end of the end zone to have a quick conversation. But a beautiful night for football, so it's not like they're going to freeze out there or anything. But we are heading in for halftime. It is 18-0, Kearney Catholic. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to St. Paul. We are at halftime, where Kearney Catholic leads things right now by a score of 18-0. Sounds like a pretty good opportunity to maybe get you caught up on a few other scores as well in Class A. Right now, Omaha Westside leads Grand Island 21-7. That game is in the second quarter. Right now, York in Class B tied with Beatrice 6-6. They're in the third. At halftime on KHAS Radio, it is Alliance leading Hastings 6-0. Again, that game is at halftime. Scotts Bluff and Holdridge, no score. They are in the third. McCook is leading Grand Island Northwest by a score of 20-7. That game is in the second quarter. Aurora, number four in the state, leading 10th-ranked Seward 12-7. That game is in the second quarter. Elsewhere, we'll move on now to Class C1, where Pierce is having no problem with Boys Town, 48-14. That game now in the fourth quarter. Here at halftime, it's 5th-ranked Kearney Catholic with an 18-0 lead over St. Paul at the break. Adams Central is leading Wilbur Claytonia by a count of 10-0 there at halftime. And again, the Patriots are rated number 7 in the state. On our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Fillmore Central is leading at Minden by a score of 7-0. That game is at halftime. Ord leads Central City 25-0. That's in the second quarter. Elsewhere, second-ranked Boone Central at Norfolk Catholic, number 1 in the state. And Boone Central right now with a 10-0 lead over Norfolk Catholic. Boone Central proving that they're for real, what they did to Pierce here just a couple weeks ago, and now leading at number 1 Norfolk Catholic. And even if they lose this game from that point on, I don't think you move them. You don't drop them at that point, because they certainly have proven that they belong toward the top in Class C1, that's for sure. Elsewhere, Ogallala and Gibbon, no score there in the second quarter. Gothenburg and Broken Bow, no score there also in the second quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic is losing to Columbus SCOTUS in Grand Island. SCOTUS with a 31-0 lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. That game is at halftime. Columbus Lakeview all over Sandy Creek, 45-0. And it says it's in the first quarter, and if that's the case, wow. So hopefully for Sandy Creek's sake that at least the indication of what period that's in is incorrect. In Class C2, St. Cecilia is leading at Ravenna 14-0. They are at halftime. Second-ranked Sutton with an 8-0 lead at Centura in the third quarter. Blue Hill at Donovan Trumbull, and right now Donovan Trumbull 28-6, their lead over 9th-ranked Blue Hill. Number 3, Donovan Trumbull, with a comfortable lead, and that game is on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. Wood River with a 21-0 lead over Superior. They're in the second quarter in 8-man action in Class D1. Right now, Shelton is leading at home by a score of 8-0. And Shelton, I said D1, they're actually Shelton's D2, but they're playing Harvard, who is a D1 school. And Shelton leads it by a count of 8-1. Overton right now over South Loop, 34-0 at halftime. Sutherland over the Southwest Rough Riders. I just like saying that, by the way. 14-12. That game is in the second quarter. In Class D2, Giltner with a 30-0 lead at Hampton. That game's in the second. Bertrand leading Axtell 28-0. That game also in the second quarter. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game, or for one of their great pizzas you can carry out. And Valentino's will also deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We deliver your scores. Valentino's of Kearney will deliver right to your door. As we mentioned, 18-0. Kearney Catholic with the lead here in St. Paul. We are at halftime. We'll take a quick break, and we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to St. Paul. And right now we're doing the numbers here for St. Paul and Kearney Catholic. And, well, we're going to add up all the stats here in just a little bit, Don. And you're going to see the stats are going to kind of bear up what we see on the scoreboard, and that is Kearney Catholic with an 18-0 lead.
Yeah, you know, Randy, it's one of those, you know, Kearney Catholic up front has been really dominant up front, offensively and defensively. You know, they moved the football, you know, kind of up and down the field, Randy. And, you know, it's 18-0. You know, they haven't had that opportunity. They had the first one, you know, as far as our extra points go, go a little bit wide to the right, but then they went for two, didn't make that. And then the last one they went for, the, you know, the extra point, and it was kind of a high snap and, you know, kind of threw all the timing off a little bit. Yeah, you know, so, you know, Kearney Catholic has done a good job defensively. They've you know, limited St. Paul to, you know, not very many yards, you know, offensively. You know, their front guys up front, Dennis Cabanting, you know, those guys are really Nick Dowling, you know, Colin Arredondo, you know, Braxton Bellamy's doing a good job, you know, defensively. You know, Andrew Harms has come in and, you know, offensively and done a good job, you know, with the, you know, blocking. And you know, Austin Arntz has done a good job out there also. You know, those guys up front have really, you know, kind of controlled the line of scrimmage, and it really doesn't matter if you got some good backs and so on and so forth. If you don't have it up front right now, and right now Kearney Catholic's controlling the line of scrimmage, you know, and moving the football, you know, on the ground, a little bit in the air, but most of it's coming on the ground. And, you know, the score is 18-0 here at halftime. But, you know, St. Paul is one of those teams, you know, two weeks ago, they played, you know, O'Neill, and they moved the football on a little bit on O'Neill. And, you know, they wanted to get into the locker room, regroup, see what they can do. You know, as we mentioned before, they only had four seniors on the squad, and two of them are not playing in this game. So, you know, they're down to two seniors. So, you know, they got to regroup, you know, as a whole and come out here in the second half and try to establish a few things. They haven't been able to do a whole lot against Kearney Catholic's defense.
And Kearney Catholic got a great start to the game. Their first play from scrimmage, Thomas Connolly took it in for a 60-yard run. That made it 6-0. The point after was no good. I think the only kick that Kearney Catholic has attempted this year was one that went a little bit to the left. It looked good from our angle, by the way. But we have a bad angle, and the officials on the field have a much better one. But it was 6-0 after the point after was no good. And then the second quarter, with 5:47 to go, Derek Jackson went in, capped off the drive with an 8-yard run. They went for two. That was no good, and it was 12-0 at that point. And then with 41 seconds to go in the first half, Thomas Connolly capped off the drive where he did most of the job as the tailback, as Masker was in at quarterback, and he goes in for a 5-yard run, and the point after again was not even kicked. They, in a sense, went for two, but that was one of those fire drills with a high snap, and the point after was no good, 18-0, and that's where we find things here at halftime. Kearney Catholic with the lead here in St. Paul. Statistically, Austin Helzer has carried the ball three times for 13 yards. He's the leading rusher here for St. Paul. Dalton Rother has carried the ball two times for 2 yards. Riley Schulte has had three carries for a negative 13 yards. And Dylan Pazoza has carried the ball three times for a negative 1 yard. So four guys have carried the ball, two of them in the negative. And so it's 11 carries for 1 yard for St. Paul here in the first half. And throwing the football, Austin Helzer is 1 out of 4 in the air, and the one pass that was complete ended up losing 2 yards on the play. So he's 1 out of 4 in the air for a -2 yards. Schulte had one passing attempt. It was incomplete, so they're 1 out of 5 in the air. The only catch by Dalton Rother was for a -2 yards. So in the first half, St. Paul unofficially -1 yard of total offense, and also 20 yards in penalties. They've only had 4 penalties here in the first half. For Kearney Catholic, Bryce James, 1 carry for 5 yards. Harrison Pierce has a carry, but no yards. Derek Jackson's carried the ball 6 times for 58 yards and an 8-yard touchdown. Thomas Connolly, as expected, doing most of the damage running the football. He's carried the ball 13 times for 112 yards. The highlight, obviously, that 60-yard touchdown run, the first time he touched the ball in the game. Nathan Howe has carried the ball 3 times for 14 yards. John Bach, 1 carry for 7 yards. So as a team, Kearney Catholic has carried the ball 25 times for 196 yards. In the air, Thomas Connolly is 3 of 8 for 41 yards. John Masker, only one pass attempt. He is 0 for 1. So as a team, Kearney Catholic, 3 of 9 in the air for 41 yards. Put that together with their rushing numbers of 196 yards on the ground. Add in the 41 yards in the air. That's 237 yards of offense for Kearney Catholic. -1 for St. Paul. And Kearney Catholic leads on the scoreboard 18 to nothing. And it feels a bigger lead than that.
Yeah, it does. You know, they've had a couple of times, Kearney Catholic has, where they've gotten down to about the 25-30 yard line, and some drives have stalled. And, you know, it was by a couple of good plays. You know, Austin Hauser did a good job of knocking a couple passes away, Randy, from, Blake Holtmeyer, who done some, a little bit of quick button hook routes. And he did a good job. Otherwise, this game, Kearney Catholic might have had 4 or 5 touchdowns on the board. But up front, Randy, we've mentioned it a little bit throughout the first half, but up front, Kearney Catholic has really dominated the football game.
Well, yeah, but you said it. If you're looking for a highlight here for St. Paul, it's been some open field tackling. They've done a nice job of open field tackling to keep this game, even though statistically Kearney Catholic has dominated. And yes, 18 to nothing is somewhat dominating, but again, it's been made respectable because St. Paul has done a lot of great open field tackling, and they're a very young team. They're undersized. They're young. They're going to bring just about everybody back next year. There's going to be some good football play here in the next couple of years for St. Paul. They might have a bit more than they can chew here. But, again, they're in a position where if lightning strikes, they can get right back in this one.
Yeah,
you know, you get a bounce here and a bounce there, you're right back in this football game because Kearney Catholic, in spite of the fact that they really kind of dominated and controlled things, they're up by, less than 3 full touchdowns if you get the extra points.
Yep, and Austin Helzer had a couple of times where he read the route pretty good, Randy, and had a couple of chances on a couple of passes to be picked off, and if he makes a couple of those and maybe takes one, gets some good field position for him and stuff, you see the pep in the step for St. Paul there, but like you said, they're not totally out of this game. It's 18 to nothing. Yeah, it's statistically they've been getting dominated and stuff, but they catch a break, pick a pass off, pick a fumble off or something, and scoop and score, something like that to get them going. They need a spark.
And they got that spark. That's what they did against O'Neill. They got a defensive touchdown, a long defensive touchdown, and that's what got things started for them. And they, kind of controlled things there for about a quarter and a half. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business.
They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to St. Paul. It is 18-0, Kearney Catholic with the comfortable lead. How's the cross-country team been doing here, Don?
They've been doing real well. We went up to Centura yesterday and run on their beautiful golf course. And our
they
kids
do have a nice course.
Yeah, they do. They have a real nice course up there. And, our kids did a great job, Randy. The first time that we've ever scored a, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the boys part of things. Leading the way was Colin Muesch, and Colin's done a great job as far as, getting his times down there where he needs to. He's not satisfied, which is nice to see, on that. But then, our other four runners that placed in the top five there was Zach Jackson, and he did a good job of, kind of keeping pace up there, with Colin. And then, we had Liam Murphy do a good job this time, getting some things out. They had some hard workouts. Dane Schmidt and then Austin McCoy rounded out our top five. And, the boys-wise, things, they're working extremely hard. We go to Ravenna next week. On the girls' side, we had, Gabrielle Feldner and the two star men's, Lindsay and Morgan, do a really good job of running yesterday. And, our girls ended up winning it also. And then we had, three other girls, Sophia Weller, Katie Horick, and did a good job. She ended up getting fourth on our team. And, Justine McIntyre did a really good job, gutting things out. There's times I'm sure in the race they're going, why in the heck am I doing this? But, they did a great job of gutting things out. And, all of them placed. We had two other guys on our team also place, yesterday, which was nice to see everybody, running well. Like I told them yesterday, 5 weeks from yesterday, districts. Is there, and it's one of those seasons.
Be over before you know it.
Yep, you get going, and all of a sudden, before you know it, it's over, Randy. And they're doing a really good job. We just need to continue to improve and see where we go in 5 weeks.
Well, that's what it's all about. We're going to take one last break. We'll wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Stars lead at 18-0. Back to St. Paul right after this.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska-Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, or your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Catholic won the toss. They deferred their choice to the second half. Their choice, to no one's surprise, is to go get the football. And so they will be receiving on the north end, and they'll be doing their best to head back south here in the third quarter, leading this one by a count of 18-0. And Kearney Catholic, we're kind of missing the team at the moment. St. Paul, they've been out there kind of waiting here. And the clock has finally been reset to 12 minutes here. We kind of had to wait for it to get all the way back down to zero. And Kearney Catholic takes some time on the sideline. But the officials usually don't really push that 25-second play clock very hard here. Yeah. For the first kick of either the first or the second half.
you know, it's one of these things, Randy. This second half, we got a, you know, it's kind of a gut check time for St. Paul. See what they can do, you know, offensively and defensively. Try to slow down the Stars here as they get the ball to start the third quarter.
And kicking off is a Vladimir Nusik. I don't know if he's local. he's a Czech exchange student. Yeah, exchange student from Czechoslovakia. You know, I didn't think there was probably a lot of Vladimirs out here. He's a big kid, too. So Vladimir Husik, number 68, he's going to step into it, and that's a good high kick. And picking it up is going to be James at about the 15-yard line, just right up the middle. He's got a little bit of a seam, and boy, he was an eyelash away. He just couldn't quite outrun Taylor Rubaleski, who got him by the shoestrings at about the 35 and then finally falling down at about the 40-yard line. And that was about a stride away of just being one of those kick returns right up the middle all the way to the house.
Yeah, because only one back there was Vladimir, Randy. Sometimes you get those foreign exchangers that are, you know, good kickers, but when you see somebody coming, what do I do?
I do what?
Yeah.
What? No, in soccer, that's a foul. Shotgun formation here for the Stars. Good field position. Quarterback's going to keep it right up the middle, and there is no room to run for Masker whatsoever. Reading the play and then chucking off the blocker is Matt Jamison, and Jamison is actually going to knock Masker back for about a 3-yard loss.
Yep, Masker, you know, faked that handoff to Thomas, but about the time he faked the handoff, took about a step, there was Matt Jamison right there to make the tackle.
So it'll be 2nd and 13, handoff to Connolly, just straight up the chute, and he'll put the helmet on somebody and spin off of that first block, and he's going to end up gaining about 13 yards, and he didn't go anywhere except right over the top of that hole open up by the guard, right up the middle, met a guy head-on, spun out of that, and it's a gain of 13.
Yeah, just a nice hard run by Thomas, taking that ball, right, like you said, right up the middle. You know, like you said, he met somebody about the 5-yard line or 5 yards into it, and then he ends up getting the first down.
And here another quick low pitch to him, just right up the middle again, gain of 5. He's kind of going to be a bulldog down there, right up the middle. And I think leaning the tackle that time was going to be Adrian Garcia, and it's going to be not a great spot there. I thought maybe he got all the way to the 45, but they're going to mark it down at the 46, so that'll be a gain of 4.
Yeah, just okay. Take that little jab step Thomas did, and, you know, takes the ball, goes right up the middle. You know, like you said, he picked up about 4 or 5 yards on the play, Randy.
Yeah, and it's going to be now 2nd. We'll call it 6 here. Only back in the backfield is going to be Connolly. Masker is under center, and coming across is going to be St. Paul. A little bit of a hard count there, but I think we're going to have a 5-yard encroachment here on Adrian Garcia.
Yep, and, you know, it's one of those you know, like you said, Randy, a little bit of a hard count looked like by John Matzker. And John's done a pretty good job of doing those things, but it looks like they kind of signaled a little bit of. Okay.
Well, originally, I mean, the first, the guy in the white hat was pointing that it was on St. Paul, so.
And they moved it back the other way, and then.
and then they went, whoops.
Yep.
And it's going to be now 2nd and a short one here. Now in the shotgun is going to be Masker. He'll put a man in motion. That's going to be Pierce. They hand it off to Pierce on that jet sweep. He's trying to get the corner, and he bounces to the outside. He's going to gain about 5 and get wrapped up there. And again, he just kind of changed the angle with the kind of bouncing to the outside. There was a guy that was going to be able to meet him about the line of scrimmage, and he just kind of bounced to the outside and ended up gaining an extra 5 yards as a result.
Yep, taking it to the left side, trying to, you know, outrun whatever he could, Randy. And I think it was Thomas Connolly actually made a nice little bit of a crackback block that time and kind of sprung Harrison on the outside.
So it'll be 1st and 10 from the 35. And Masker's going to keep it out of the shotgun just right up the middle. He stood up, but bounces off of that, and then spins out of that. He's across the 20-yard line, so he's going to end up gaining about 16, maybe 17 yards on the play. And he got hit and spun around, but he kept those legs moving.
Yeah, he did. You know, right there about the first down marker, Randy, you know, they both were running, you know, extremely hard, and, John did a great job of kind of hitting and then spinning and then ended up picking up about 5-6 more yards after that for a first down, Randy.
Kearney Catholic scored their first possession of the first half. It was one play, a 60-yard run by Connolly. And right now they're marching it down. They got it first and 10 from the 19. Hand off to Connolly. He'll dance right up the middle. They throw a flag on the inside. That more than likely is going to be a hold. It's a gain of about 5. And that's a play that was kind of designed one way, but it wasn't there. And Connolly bounced it to the other way. And the back official threw that flag right in the middle. And it's actually going to be originally pointed at St. Paul, and I'm sure he meant initially, and he did change it to Kearney Catholic. That's going to be a hold on the Stars.
Yeah, you know, like you said, Randy, you know, there was a lot of penetration from St. Paul at the front up there, and Thomas had to kind of bounce it back to the left side. He made a nice little juke and go back to the left side, but, you know, a holding call on Kearney Catholic.
And again, give credit to St. Paul. They kind of won that battle up there, and that's what kind of forces you to commit that hold. So it's going to be first and long, and Masker's going to roll out. He's going to throw, delivers as he's hit, and it is incomplete. And he had a man out there, and he just overthrew it. And I still can't see the jersey number of who was running to that far side as it falls incomplete. Still can't see the number.
I can't either, Randy.
He's working his way all the way back and comes back around, and there we go. When he turns the corner, was that Ben Palmer, 87?
Yeah, I think it was, Randy. I think it was 87 Ben Palmer running a little bit of a out route there. And, you know, Masker kind of, you know, threw it out there to where it was either going to be caught by Ben or it was going to be incomplete.
So now a man in motion. And they're going to hand it off to the guy coming through. That's Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer slips up underneath, breaks a tackle, cuts to the inside, goes against the grain, and he's going to go in for a 29-yard touchdown. Wow, did he read that hole, cut back against the grain very nicely, and a 29-yard run on the jet sweep by Blake Holtmeyer. His first carry of the night is a touchdown.
You know, just coming to the right side, Randy, you know, Blake, like you said, he just kind of waited and waited and then read that, you know, block that he got out in front of him and made a nice little jab to the right and then cut it back across and ends up gaining about 29 yards for the touchdown.
And Bushcutter will come in for the extra point. We'll see if they can get that monkey off their back and actually kick an extra point here on the season. This time the snap is a little bit low. They put the foot into it. It is a wobbler right through the middle. It is up and good. 25-0. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Again, not the best snap in the world, but a great job of holding by Holtmeyer to right the ship a little bit. Bushcutter is able to punch it through, and it's 25-0 Stars. And St. Paul will get their hands on the football for the first time in the second half when we come back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back. You know, again, it's those little things. Nice hold there by Holtmeyer. Nice read on the run play by Holtmeyer as well. It looks like a baseball player out there with those soft hands and the nice little balance that he had out there. A couple of nice plays by Blake Holtmeyer. And the Stars now lead it 25-0, 9:15 to go here in the third quarter. And the sophomore, Grant Bushcutter, will be kicking it off here for the Stars. And again, if you're St. Paul, you just want to kind of answer back. And again, it's the long-term process that you want to kind of deal with. And Grant puts the foot into it, and it's going to be picked up at about the 15-yard line. Trying to find the wall on that right side is going to be Matt Hansen. And Hansen, he has stood up. And again, another great tackle on special teams by Creighton Hammack.
Yeah, you know, it looked like they wanted to get that wall to the right, and the ball was kicked over here to the left side, Randy. And by the time he got over there to the right side, there was about two or three Kearney Catholic Stars and Creighton Hammack making the tackle.
Yeah, Creighton Hammack, you know, his parents are pharmacists. So if he causes or is in any pain, they can fix
that.
They can fix that. So he did a nice job on special teams. Holy cow. You got to have just a little bit of goofy in you in that special teams, which is why I always played it. 9:08 to go here, third quarter. Kearney Catholic 25-0. And now they're going to go out of the shotgun formation It's going to be Helzer, the quarterback. He's going to put a man in motion as they break that wing T formation. Helzer will hand it off, and there just isn't anywhere for the tailback to go. Kearney Catholic, in fact, trying to rip the ball out of there as they had him all stood up, and there just wasn't anything happening there at all for St. Paul.
No, you know, and then once again, they kind of bring those guys in motion sometimes. And, you know, the defensive ends on Kearney Catholic, they're basically, you know, you can see it from the beginning, Randy, you go up about 3 yards, turn everything to the inside, make it flow back into, you know, your linebackers of Jack Graham, you know, Thomas Connolly, and those guys can really flow to the football.
That's a third carry by Pedroza. He hasn't made it across the line of scrimmage yet. He is a negative one on his rushes. Three zeros and a negative one. And St. Paul forced to call the timeout here with 8:27 to go in the third quarter. Timeout St. Paul. They trail at 25-0 to Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Back after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
And welcome back here. Kearney Catholic with a 25-0 lead here in St. Paul. And we kind of talked about it during the break here, Don, that, you know, you line up with that wing T because you want to do everything really, really quick. You don't have to sustain your blocks for a long period of time. You got a wing back coming in one direction, the other wing back coming the other direction, the running back going one way. You know, and again, it's all about misdirection and hitting that hole very, very quickly.
Yep.
There just haven't been any holes there. Kearney Catholic's done a great job up front.
Yep, they have done a real good job up front. And we mentioned it too, Randy, that, you know, everything has to be real quick, and it just hasn't been there for him.
Yeah. Helzner gets the snap out of that kind of shotgun, almost the pistol formation, and again, kind of do a little read option there. There wasn't anything to read because there was a lot of white jerseys coming right after him, white jerseys and gold helmets, and that's going to be a loss of about three.
Yeah, at that time it was Nick Brungart getting in there. Of making the tackle, you know, and you've mentioned a couple times, Randy, you know, a couple of their players for St. Paul have ran the football three or four times and, you know, haven't gained a yard out of it.
We're inside of 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Stars lead at 25-0. We'll check some more scores here in just a few moments. Again, the traditional wing T formation, ball's on the ground. Quarterback's able to pick it up. He's going to pitch it to the outside and trying to get the corner. And getting there to a good extent is going to be Miles Griffith. And Griffith is forced out of bounds on the near sideline. Markers are on the far sideline. He's still going to be well short of the first down here as they're going to mark him down at the 30, and he has to get out to about the 32.5. Oh, check that. I actually say he stepped out of bounds at the 25. He cut back up and was kind of tackled at the 30, but there wasn't a whistle there, so they are a long ways away.
Yeah, you know, and it was one of those plays that was kind of broken right off the bat, Randy, and Miles did a good job of getting to the outside and picking up whatever he could on the play.
So in punt formation is going to be Helzer on fourth down. Bit of a high snap, but no pressure coming. He'll put his foot into it, and Holtmeyer picks it up at the 40, drops it, picks it back up. He has a little seam up the middle, and he's going to be tripped up there. Getting a big paw out there was Jaden Lassen, and Lassen, all 150 pounds of him, was able to grab the shoe tops of Holtmeyer as he ran by, and Holtmeyer would have had at least another 10 yards, and maybe a whole lot more because there was a little bit of a space there, and that's a nice tackle in the open field by Lassen. We talked about that a fair amount. They do a nice job of tackling in the open field, do the Wildcats.
Yep, they've done that three or four times, Randy, where, you know, it looks like there might be something a little bit more for Kearney Catholic, and they've made some great open field tackles. Because that time, like you said, you know, there might have been, you know, a lot more for Blake Holtmeyer. If he could have broke one more or something, he might have been able to, you know, take it, you know, for a lot more gain.
The Kearney Catholic Stars will start exactly at the 50-yard line, and they'll get the Masker out of the shotgun. Masker, he's going to throw it fairly deep, tight spiral. It's up there for a jump ball, and it is caught by whom? Holtmeyer came up with it, and there's your rebound right there. Holtmeyer doing a nice job of pulling it down. There was actually two receivers and two defenders in that area, and it's whoever could go up to the highest point and pull down the ball, and that was Blake Holtmeyer, and that'll be a gain of 31.
Yeah, it's one of it was kind of a jump ball situation, and Blake did a good job of kind of boxing the guy out and then going up there at the highest point and catching the football. Nice job by Blake Holtmeyer.
That's and again in traffic, sure, but that's relatively safe when you're throwing to an athlete like Blake Holtmeyer who can jump like he can. Masker's going to roll to his left out of the shotgun. He's going to throw it deep now to the right side. Got a man there and off the hands and incomplete. Chase Murphy was in the end zone, and if it reels that one in, and he gets 6 points instead of either one or three, yeah. as he has attempted to do here as one of the kickers here for Kearney Catholic, but that one is incomplete.
Yeah, and just a nice play call as they kind of faked it, to Blake Holtmeyer going on the outside on the left side and then coming back across over to the clear to the other side to Chase. And a nice ball thrown by John Matzker.
And a good pattern there, yep, to get him open, too. Masker's going to step and throw to the outside, trying to connect with John Bach, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, just a little quick out on that time. You had Blake Holtmeyer and those guys going deep, and, kind of snuck a guy out and into the flats, and just an incomplete pass. A little bit high on the pass.
There might be a little bit of a timing, there. And the timing maybe on that was just a little bit off because he started to throw before Bach had turned his head. And a lot of times that's exactly the way the play, uh-huh, is drawn up. But that one, the timing might have been just off just enough there. In any event, two incomplete passes makes it 3rd and 10 from the 19 after the big 31-yarder just a little bit ago. Shotgun formation again for Masker. And we got a flag. And I think that's going to be delay a game on Kearney Catholic. As that was, it seemed like a long time was taken. Actually, they're going to call it a legal procedure. And the guy counting it down didn't throw the flag. The guy on the line of scrimmage did. So that'll be a 5-yard penalty on the Stars. But that still just took a long time. Something was just not working out there for Kearney Catholic. Five penalties for 33 yards here for Kearney Catholic. And they'll now have it. 3rd and 15 from the 24. Shotgun again here for Masker. Trips to his right. He's got a running back to his left. That's Connolly. And one wide out to the left. Now Connolly will go to the left as well. He looks that way. Throws it. And it's caught in underneath by Chase Murphy. And Murphy's going to bring it across the 20-yard line to about the 15. So that's going to be a gain of about 9 on the play. And that's going to set up now 4th down.
They took Thomas Connolly out into the motion. Kind of set him on a fly route, Randy. And then just set... Chase on a little hook right there and got the ball out there to Chase, and Chase picked up what he could. It's going to set up about 4th and about 7-8 yards to go.
So it is 4th down here. They need about 8. Masker's got plenty of time to throw. Directing traffic, he's going to throw it. He's going to throw it in the end zone. Got a man there, and it's caught. Touchdown, Blake Holtmeyer. Wow, what a lot of time to throw there for John Masker, and he eventually was able to find his second, third option and found Holtmeyer in the end zone for the touchdown.
And like you said, Randy, he had a lot of time to throw the football because he looked to the left. He looked off a couple of receivers on the left side. St. Paul had a good defender and defensive that play on that. And then Blake came clear across throughout the middle, and he hit Blake Holtmeyer clear back on the right side.
So trying the point after here is going to be Murphy. Murphy puts his foot into it. The kick is up, and it is good. So now both kickers have their first points after on the season, and Kearney Catholic now leads at 32-0 with 6:10 to go here in the third quarter. The Stars will kick it off when we come back after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, Kearney Catholic, the two possessions they've had here in the second half, they've been able to punch them in for touchdowns, and it was 18-0 at halftime. Now it is 32-0. Kearney Catholic with the lead here over St. Paul, and you can kind of see St. Paul losing a little bit more and more of that spring in their step.
Yeah, they are, Randy, right now. They've had one possession in the in the third quarter and didn't get anything out of it. And Kearney Catholic's had two possessions in the third quarter and have scored touchdowns on it. So right now, St. Paul on this possession, they've got to get something going to make some things go, throughout next week's practices, get things roling and get ready for that game next week, with some positive stuff.
You just want to feel good about yourself. Bushcutter with the kickoff. It is a high kick that's going to bounce and be pulled down at about the 8-yard line and dancing around just right up the middle looking for a little room to run there, I believe was Matt Hansen, and no hole open up there. And they finally pull him down at about the 20-yard line. It's kind of enveloped, Moore is the one that ended up with the tackle and just kind of enveloped by Kearney Catholic. Again, stay in your lanes and you'll eventually find the guy with the football eventually.
Yep, and that's exactly what they did, And like you said, it just kind of collapsed in on him. He tried to pick up whatever he could, but, Kearney Catholic did a good job of staying in their lanes.
We'll check some scores here for you in just a little bit. Schulte in at quarterback right now for St. Paul. And they just kind of run to the left side, try to cut back to the inside. There was a little bit of a seam there, but not much room to run at all.
Nope, guys took it to the right side, Randy. The defensive line for Kearney Catholic's done a great job. I think Colin Arredondo that time was in there on the tackle, and also Nick Brungard.
Well, again, those scores we're going to check for you in Class B. Grand Island Northwest trailing McCook 41-13. That game is now in the fourth quarter. Scottsbluff 17-0 over Holdridge. Beatrice 14-12 lead over number 5 York there in the third quarter. Alliance is leading Hastings 6-0. That game now in the third quarter. And we've got a timeout here for St. Paul, and we'll take it with them. It is right now 32-0. Kearney Catholic with lead over St. Paul. 5:24 to go in the third. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back here. Kearney Catholic leading at 32-0. 5:24 to go here in St. Paul. Some other scores for you. Grand Island is trailing second-ranked Omaha Westside 31-7. That game is at halftime. Our friend Bernie Madison trailing at Lincoln East 28-0. That game right now in the second quarter. Elsewhere, and we'll move on now to Class C1, Pierce over Boys Town 48-14. That is a final. Here, the quick pitch to the outside. Rolling around out there is Schulte. Schulte's going to throw a halfback pass. It's going to be almost intercepted in and out of the hands of John Bach. And the sophomore just looks at his hands like, going, why did you betray me so? I could have had my first career interception.
It was one of those toss pitches to the right, Randy, and then they kind of ran a halfback pass out of it. And the guy was open for just that second. He got behind Kearney Catholic, and then John Bach was able to kind of close the gap and almost pick a pass off.
And it's going to set up now 3rd and 10 from the 21. Ogallala right now leading at Gibbon 21-6. That game is now in the third quarter. Broken Bow, Gothenburg, still no score there in the third. Here under center is going to be Schulte. He's going to roll out to his left. He's going to throw it in underneath, and it is going to be incomplete. Hammock is there defensively for Kearney Catholic. Also there, didn't touch the ball, but Bryce Bartholomew was right there as well. That was not going to result in a first down because Bartholomew, even if the ball was caught, he was right there to knock him out of bounds, at least a couple yards short of the first down.
Yep, just rolling out here to the left side. Kearney Catholic had kind of a guy underneath him and a guy over the top. He tried to squeeze the pass in there and, just was not successful, for St. Paul.
On our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Right now, Fillmore Central is leading Minden 14-7. Again, Doug has the call on 98.9 FM. Here's the punt by Helzer. It is a high kick, and Bryce James picks it up at about the 40-yard line. Finds a little seam at the 50, brings it across midfield, breaks one man miss, and brings it across the 45-yard line. And again, when we talked about Kearney Catholic on special teams staying in the lanes, that's exactly what St. Paul was able to do there. A little bit different way of doing it on a punt versus the kickoff, but they don't really give James the opportunity to run for much yards there. James got what he could, and it'll be first and 10 Kearney Catholic at about the 44.5-yard line.
St. Paul's done a good job, Randy, on the kick, on the punts, getting them awful high or angling them to a certain area to not allow Kearney Catholic to get their kick return going.
Adam Central right now leading Wilbur Claytonia by a score of 10-0. That game on KICS, 15-50. And in the backfield, a little cross-buck action, trying to find some room to run there is Garrett Donlanger, and there wasn't room to run there for Garrett Donlanger.
No, as he took, you know, made that one step to the right, Randy, and then, you know, kind of did a little cross-buck action out of it and, you know, took the play right up the middle, but there just wasn't any room for him to run the football.
And some new guys up front there for Kearney Catholic. Andrew Harms in the game now. Freshman Colin Shires in there as well. So some new faces up front as well as in the backfield here for Kearney Catholic. Masker, he's not a somewhat of a regular name back there. He takes the snap out of the shotgun, and he doesn't have much opportunity to do anything with it. He has to run for his life, and it's going to be a loss of about 5 on the play.
Yeah, there just wasn't much there, Randy, once he faked the handoff up the middle to Garrett Donlinger. There wasn't anything. He tried to outrun the guy to the outside. St. Paul did a good job of containing and making the tackle for a loss on John Matzker.
Well, he's rolling to his left over there, hoping to be able to, you know, roll out that way and throw it and avoid the rush. And there was just too many bodies out there, and the angles precluded that opportunity for him. I can't believe I used the word precluded. 3:41 to go here, third quarter, 32-0 Kearney Catholic, and Masker's going to call a timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Stars lead at 32-0, 3:35 to go third. Back after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Stars lead here in St. Paul, 32-0, 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Other scores for you. Ord right now leading in Central City, 25-0. That game is in the second quarter. In Class C2, seventh-ranked St. Cecilia with a 28-0 lead in Ravenna. That game's in the fourth quarter. Blue Hill, Donovan Trumbull on the breeze, 94.5. Right now the Cardinals are leading it 34-0 over the Blue Hill Bobcats. And don't forget, we deliver the scores. Valentino's of Kearney delivers right to your door. Home of the Grand Italian Buffet, Valentino's delivers in the Kearney area. Shotgun formation for Masker. He's going to throw. Pass is through the hands of the intended receiver and intercepted. The interception, and running down the far sideline is Tyler Howard. Howard pulled down at about the 30-yard line by a hustling Andrew Harms. And Harms showing a little bit of speed for a guy wearing 71 on his back. He's able to come down from behind and make the tackle at about the 20-yard line. But there is a flag on the play on what would appear to be the return.
Yep, I think it was a push in the back right here about the 45, 50-yard line.
That's one of those plays. The pass goes through the hands of the intended quarterback and the intended receivers, and you're going to pin the interception on the quarterback. And, you know, statistically, that's how it goes, but that's not necessarily the quarterback's fault. In any event, it will be a turnover here on Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, you know, John did a good job rolling out to his right, throwing the football to this side. And, you know, I think it was Harrison Pierce, and, you know, ran a little bit of an in route, went up there for the football. It was one of those. It hit his hands. He got hit. The ball pops in the air. You know, St. Paul kid did a good job of, you know, intercepting the football and then taking off. But about the 45-yard line there, he ended up getting a push.
That's more of a good play by St. Paul than a bad play by anybody from Kearney Catholic. And D1, Overton with a 50-6 win over South Loop. That one is a final. We'll check some other scores for you here in just a moment. First and 10 here from the 45-yard line. Different quarterback for St. Paul. Rolling out is going to be Jared Holetsky, and Holetsky is going to be sacked for a huge loss there. And so the 5'7 freshman quarterback at 120 pounds, he wasn't able to shake off that tackle there.
Nope. You know, once he got the snap, Randy, there was about three or four Kearney Catholic guys right in there on him. Ben did a good job of, staying in his lane out there and, making the sack on the play.
Was that Ben Clinch made the,
yep,
made the play
Clinch.
There? That's who I thought. Well, he's back out there. The freshman is undeterred. Jared Holinsky back in under center, and he's going to just pitch it out to the tailback. That's Schulte, and Schulte reverses field. He'll bounce it to the right side. Bryce James kind of roping him down there with John Bach. And that is going to make up for that big sack a little bit ago. They're going to get most of it back here. We'll end up having this be third and about 13, gain of about 10 on the play.
Yeah, he kind of tossed it and come to the left side here, Randy. Nothing there. Reverses his speed or his field, going back to the right side. Bryce James did a good job of making an open field tackle that time, but he picks up about 10 yards on the play.
So that's going to set up now third and about 13, and Holinsky, the freshman, in under center, and he's going to roll out to his right. Throws it in underneath, and great interception by Chase Murphy. Murphy makes the interception at the 45, and he'll bring it across the 40-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 here for Kearney Catholic. That was a great catch by Chase Murphy.
St. Paul quarterback rolling out to his right, Randy, and then tried to throw that pass, and it looked like a pretty good strong arm pass from a freshman quarterback, but Chase Murphy did a great job of reaching back behind him and making the interception because their guy was open on a set down route on the backside there.
Oh, he reached behind him and was able to kind of jump the route in that sense because he just kind of had to react because you're right, that ball was a dart coming through there. So Murphy's going to be split out wide to the right. Masker is in under center. 32-0 Kearney Catholic. Minute 44 to go here in the third, and we've got movement up front, and I think across the line of scrimmage is going to be St. Paul. And, again, that's going to be Adrian Garcia if this is going to be on St. Paul. We'll see whether or not he was drawn across. And, no, they're going to pin that on the Wildcats. So it'll be another five-yard penalty here on St. Paul.
And this will just move the football up a little bit farther. There's a lot of, different people out there for both sides, Randy, trying to get some players into the football game and, see what they can do. You never know when you're going to need some of these players out here.
Yeah, wide out to the right here is going to be Dan Owen, and they're going to hand it off to Connolly right up the middle, and Connolly at about the 30-yard line is going to be wrapped down. And, again, they got a lot of first teamers in what they call the skill positions, but I think that entire offensive line is the JVs. Yeah, Donlinger with the carry there.
Yeah, Garrett Donlinger kind of picking his way through there and picking up what he could, and then rotating some people in again throughout this series right here.
Long count here. A little bit of movement, but they don't jump to St. Paul, and they're going to hand it off here to Garrett Donlinger, and Donlinger is across the 20-yard line, and he's going to have enough for the first down. Nice little surge right up the middle, gain of about 11.
Yep. Garrett does a good job, reading the hole that time because he kind of took it to the right side, wasn't nothing there, kind of bounced it back just a little bit over the left tackle. Our left guard area, and did a good job of picking through there and again picking up the first down.
I didn't pick up the size difference, and all I can see from this angle is the 5 instead of 1-5. It's 25. Donlinger with the carry, and he has spun up, and he still keeps his legs driving. He'll have it inside the 15-yard line, and so he goes from about the 19 to actually across the 15, and by the time they unstack it, about the 12, that's going to be a gain of 7.
Yeah, nice, hard run. Spinning his way through there. He got hit about, after about 2 yards, done a good job of spinning and, falling forward for about, 6-7 yards on the play, Randy.
So we'll call it second and 3 here. Masker's going to hand off to Donlinger. Donlinger breaks one tackle, but there's a lot of other guys there. There's a flag on the play, and he got away from one, but wrapping up the deal is going to be Blake Eshelman for St. Paul, and we'll see what this flag's all about. More than likely, it'll be on the offense.
Yeah, it looked like holding, and holding on Kearney Catholic. So, move them back, the 10 yards or take the loss on the play from the line of scrimmage.
Now, that would set up third and about four. I think I would probably take the penalty, and that's what St. Paul's going to do.
And so now it's going to be about second, about 14, 15 on the play after the penalty.
And Kearney Catholic's going to call a timeout, it would appear. Yes, they are. Or not. No, they're going to wind the clock. They're winding the clock with 8 seconds to go here. Kearney Catholic went over there, and so they are going to let the clock expire. That's how they're going to do it, the timeout. They're going to talk about it between quarters because we're heading to the fourth quarter with our score 32-0. Kearney Catholic with the lead over the St. Paul Wildcats. We'll be back here in St. Paul when we come back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back. Don't forget that, of course, we'll have our wrap-up for you at the end of our show. And later tonight, the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, powered by Platte River Preps, hosted by Merritt Lawson and Tyson Hovronik. That will be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll have summaries of all the games that we've been doing on our network of stations for Platte River Radio. And we'll talk with coaches and Bob Jensen and scores and I think they have pizza. It's hard to totally get that over the air, but you know, when I get to the station, I could probably grab some. In any event, don't forget to listen to the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show coming up after Fillmore Central and Minden on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Masker still in at quarterback, and it's going to be, as we mentioned, second and about 15 from the 24-yard line. Under center is going to be Masker. One back in the backfield, and that's going to be Donlinger. And he's going to hand the ball off to Donlinger. Donlinger trying to get to the outside. He brushes off one tackle, spins, dives forward. That's not a bad run at all. That's going to result in about 8 yards, as really he was met at the line of scrimmage. Now, the defender didn't wrap him up, but that spin move and that little fight got him down to about the 15-yard line, 16-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of about 7 or 8.
Yeah, Garrett does a good job. You know, you've kind of noticed here in a little bit, as he gets hit, he kind of does a little bit of spin move. And, you know, that time, like you said, Randy, he got hit right off the bat, and he done a little spin move again and picked up about 5-6 yards.
And they fake the handoff to Donlinger. Masker's going to step back and throw. He's got a man, and it is going to be juggled and caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Kearney Catholic. Reeling it in is going to be Jack Graham, and Graham will reel it in for the score.
Yeah, just, you know, Jack kind of did that same route that Blake did on when Blake caught the pass. He came across all the way across the field. They ran a little bit of an out, Jack did a post route, and John delivered a nice pass because the defender was right there. He jumped up in the air, and the ball just went over his hands and fell right into Jack Graham's hands.
And Chase Murphy will try the extra point here. You can tell right-footed, left-footed, not a bad snap. Good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. So your score, 39-0. Kearney Catholic with the lead, 11-18 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll kick it off, and then we'll have the running clock in St. Paul as the Stars have answered with 21 points here since intermission, and they lead at 39-0 in St. Paul. We'll take a quick break. We're back after this.
No! Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Well, 39-0 here for Kearney Catholic, and again, they got a big play to start the game, you know, never trailed, but they dominated the first half, but didn't really dominate that greatly on the scoreboard. Well, they fixed that here in the second half by scoring on all three possessions that they've had here so far.
Yeah, they've done a really good job in the, you know, first two possessions. They just marched it right down. score. And we mentioned it kind of, took all the sails out of anything that St. Paul had at that point. We could just tell the demeanor of the kids on the sidelines here, Randy. But, maybe they can get something going. And we've mentioned it before that they need to do something to, build for next week. And, maybe have some positive plays and positive things happen for them so they can see what they can do for next week.
Bushcutter to kick off here for Kearney Catholic. And it is a high kick picked up at about the 10-yard line. And running around out there and getting absolutely nowhere and then hogtied very quickly is going to be Matt Hansen. And Hansen enveloped, and one of the first ones there for Kearney Catholic is Nathan Howe. And they're going to wind the clock here as the ball is marked right at the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10. From here on out, the running clock. Go out of bounds, incomplete pass. It does not matter. That clock will keep running, except if somebody scores a touchdown or calls a timeout.
Yeah, on the kickoff there, Grant did a good job of getting it high, and we've mentioned it before, Kearney Catholic does a great job of staying in their lanes, Randy, and there just wasn't anywhere for St. Paul to go. Tries to bounce it outside. Just wasn't anywhere to go, and Kearney Catholic does a good job of corralling the guy on.
And I think the one thing that's going to drive him nuts today, I mean, their special teams have been good except for the snaps for the extra points. And that's been the one thing all year that was automatic last year that they've had trouble with this year. Alinsky back in at quarterback. There is a fumble back there, and running for his dear life and then getting corralled is going to be Miles Griffith, and Griffith is tackled by, everybody.
Yeah.
Bryce Bartholomew leading the way.
Yep, and then I think Braxton Bellamy was in there after that, and there's quite a few guys that are coming in there just flying around. You're seeing a lot of substitution on both sides, Randy, and these kids are excited when they get in there and they want to do some things also.
Yeah, and they got the opportunity to see a little action out there. And Holinsky is in under center. They're going to run their offense, the wing tee, quick little hitter right up the middle, and not a bad little poke right up the middle. And I didn't see who was in at the running back spot. They're actually going to stop the clock here. As with the football is Dalton Rother. And Rother with not a bad little gain here. And we're going to call a face mask on Kearney Catholic. Did they say it's the 15-yard variety? I didn't see the first part of that indication.
I didn't either, Randy.
So it's either going to be 5 or 15. In any event, it's going to be repeat the down. It's going to be the 5-yard type. And again, we mentioned it before that if the inside of your elbow touches the face mask, that's been called by this crew. And I don't know, I didn't see it at all, so I don't know if that was the case here. But that's going to be a penalty. It's going to be about a 10-yard penalty against Kearney Catholic because it repeats the down here. And Holinsky is under center. They run a little cross buck. With it is Helzer. Helzer trying to get to the outside, and Helzer near the first down marker. And he is going to get it. Yep. He gains about 5.5 on the play, and that is St. Paul's first down of the ball game.
Mm-hmm. That's like we said, Randy. St. Paul needs something to go their way, even if it's the younger kids that are out there playing right now. Just to kind of build on some things, and both teams have a lot of young kids out there to kind of see what they have for the future here.
Yeah, and no regulars out there for Kearney Catholic, as they have what I'm sure for Monday when they have their JV game. It'll be the young man you see out there right now. Alinsky in under center, and he's going to roll out to his right. A little bit of pressure, throws it in underneath, and it is going to be incomplete, intended there for Austin Helzer. And so Holinsky's pass attempt falls incomplete.
Yeah, and just a quick little route out here, about a 7-8 yard little, out route. And, Kearney Catholic had a guy underneath and a guy over the top. And, had to try to fit that in there in between it. But it was a pretty good defensive play, as far as having a guy in the right spots for both sides there, Randy.
Mitchell Woosty was in on the coverage there. I just call him Bobcat. Everybody else does.
Exactly.
And Brady Holtmeyer. In on there defensively as well on this near side. And they hand it off right up the middle out of that wing tee, and a gain of only about 3 yards. They'll unstack it, and I'm sure that's number 15. Yeah, coming up from the bottom of the pile there is Rother. And he ends up gaining about 3. So that's going to set up now 3rd and 7.
And just, like you said, Randy, taking it right up the middle. trying to pick out some things, you know, what to build on, what to, kind of run some plays here that, you can, start doing and getting ready for the next game. And St. Paul just needs to get some things positive rolling.
Helinski will pitch it back out there. Running with the football is Miles Griffith, and Griffith was slowed down a little bit. I think grabbing the jersey and slowing that one down was Andrew Harms.
Yep.
And Harms kind of held on and got part of the tackle as help came. And that's going to be a gain of only about 1 yard.
Yeah, and, right through the middle there, I believe, Brady Holtmeyer kind of had a little bit of the jersey also, Randy, and it's going to bring up about fourth down for St. Paul, and they're going to go for it.
Yeah, why not?
You bet.
Why not? Helinski in at quarterback, and he'll hand it off to number five, Helzer. And Helzer is stopped on that far side. He had to cut back in. That's where a lot of help was. And, again, everybody kind of stayed true yep. to their reads there. And he didn't touch anybody, but Grant Bushcutter was on that outside, forced him to cut back yep. to the inside, and there was a lot of white jerseys there.
And that's what, against St. Paul that Kearney Catholic has done a good job is try to keep him, contained and make him go and cut that back up to the middle. And, like you said, Grant did a good job that time. And then, the plays before, everybody's done a good job of kind of keeping everything and making them go back into the middle.
Well, again, this is kind of a situation that for most of the game they were kind of tight was St. Paul with O'Neill a couple weeks ago. So yep. both teams trying to figure out who should be out there. So St. Paul calls the timeout here. 6:21 to go. Fourth quarter, 39-0 Kearney Catholic. It'll be first and 10 Stars when we come back. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Well, both St. Paul and Kearney Catholic working hard to get some guys out there. Make sure everybody knows where they're at. And that is one of the disadvantages to that running clock is it takes away some playing time from these young guys. Shotgun formation here for Kearney Catholic. Don Langer will get the handoff right up the middle. There is a flag on the play. And Don Langer will gain a couple of yards, but we'll sort it out. And that's more than likely going to be on Kearney Catholic. By the way, Brady Holtmeyer, the freshman, the in that quarterback, he was in the shotgun, handed that one off. Hammock was out on that far side. He's going to come out of the game. And that's going to be a legal procedure on Kearney Catholic. We'll try to get as many of these names and numbers as we can for you. Noah Arredondo, the 5'6 freshman, he checks in the game. He's on this near side. Everybody's checking their wristbands to see what they need to do, except for, guys like Ryan Brungard. He knows what to do. He's a lineman.
Yeah.
They always know. Holtmeyer in the shotgun formation. He'll take the snap. He'll keep it himself up the middle. Breaks one tackle, bounces to the outside. He's got an angle. He might go the distance. He's got a little one guy to beat, and he's forced out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. And Holtmeyer showing some speed, a 38-yard run for the freshman, and just an eyelash away from Brady Holtmeyer coming up with his first touchdown.
Yeah, just faking the handoff up the middle and, bouncing it to the right side a little bit there, Randy. And, Brady has a little bit of speed, and he gets out to the outside. And, eventually got drugged down about the 5-yard line, but a nice run by Brady Holtmeyer.
So Holtmeyer will be in the shotgun formation. And everybody checking the wristbands, seeing if they're all on the same page here. And now Holtmeyer will be under center. Bushcutter will be in motion to the outside. And they're going to hand it off up the middle to Donlinger. And Donlinger having a little bit of trouble. I think that's Donlinger. Or is that John Hoosman? Is that 25 or 21?
I couldn't see it, Randy.
I couldn't really tell from this angle either. The size, I think Donlinger's a little bit bigger. It looked to me like it was Garrett.
Yep.
And so Garrett with the carry there and actually lost about 1 yard.
And good job up front by St. Paul getting into the backfield there, Randy, to kind of disrupt everything.
And Holtmeyer will be in the shotgun. He's got trips to the right. Man in motion is going to go to the right as well. And they're going to hand it off on that jet sweep and trying to get to the corner on that far side. And running out of room there is Curtis Bach. And Bach, all 135 pounds of him, runs to that far sideline. So we call John's name and now little brother Curtis.
Yep. Curtis, the freshman, going to the right side, you know, on that jet sweep, trying to get to that corner and trying to get around there to get the touchdown in. But, you know, nice pursuit and pushing him out of bounds for St. Paul.
4:14 to go here in the ballgame. That clock is still running as the Stars lead at 39-0. And they've got it here now, third and goal from the six. Holtmeyer is in under center. And there's a flag down. Holtmeyer gets through the end zone for the touchdown, and we'll see whether or not this stands. More than likely, it's going to be a legal procedure on Kearney Catholic. And we'll see what we've got here. Clock will stop on penalties. It is going to be a legal procedure on Kearney Catholic.
I think the back coming in motion, Randy, just took that step upfield just a little bit
just
too soon.
Just a little early. Woosty checking in offensively, also into the game, Brock Kowalski. Donlinger in the backfield, Holtmeyer with him. Trying to check some of those numbers up front for Kearney Catholic as well. Braxton Bellamy's out there. Brungart, shotgun formation here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is going to read, go right up the middle, cut back to the inside, puts his head down, and he is in for the touchdown. 10-yard run for the freshman, Brady Holtmeyer, and Kearney Catholic pushes that lead up to 45-0, 3.5 to go.
You know, just a nice little run. You know, he faked the handoff to the running back coming up the middle, kind of followed the running back, Randy, and, you know, kind of read a little bit of, you know, the blocks and made one move to the right and then back to the left, and a nice run by Brady Holtmeyer for a 10-yard touchdown.
So Brady with the touchdown. The extra point attempt here by Bushcutter, held by Masker. The kick is up, and it is good. And so Kearney Catholic tacks on the extra point. It is now 46-0. Stars lead it with 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Potentially the last drive of the game for either team. We come back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to St. Paul. Kearney Catholic now with a 46-0 lead. Remember, it was 18-0 at halftime. And everything's been a whole lot better from the Stars' perspective here in the second half. As Kearney Catholic has scored on every possession that they've had here in the second half, if I'm correct.
I think so, Randy. You know, they moved the football. You know, they came right out in the first two possessions, just bang, bang, moving the football, and then, you know, put some other players into the game there. And then, you know, they've got a lot of good things that have gone their way in the second half. You know, they moved the football in the first half, just didn't put a lot of points up on the board in the first half. But here in the second half, they've made sure that, you know, about every possession, I think, they've done something on the scoreboard.
So Holtmeyer, well, both Holtmeyer boys scoring touchdowns here tonight for Kearney Catholic, including the first for the freshman Brady Holtmeyer moments ago, and Bushcutter will kick it off. And his kickoff will be picked up at about the 10, drop momentarily, and then going to be picked up there and trying to find a seam to that outside is going to be Tyler Howard. And Howard is going to bring it across the 20, short of the 25-yard line, and that's what will be first and 10 here for St. Paul.
Yep, just taking it right up the middle. And St. Paul's done a pretty good job of that, Randy, you know, not being real fancy with anything, you know, just trying to pick up what they can. And, you know, now you're going to see, you know, even more and more players getting into the game. This is kind of fun to see some of these teams, you know, with their freshmen and sophomores out there and see what you have. You know, both teams, I think, I was talking to Mr. Peters, and I think they have a fresh or JV game on Monday.
Yeah, it's about right. You know, most teams are going to have that starting about after your second game of the year. So in under center is the freshman, Helinski, and Helinski is going to pitch it out and showing some speed, trying to get the outside. Is Miles Griffin, and Griffin cuts back to the outside, goes the opposite end of the field, breaks a couple of tackles, has it on the far sideline. He's down to the 30, and he is knocked out of bounds there by Kearney Catholic. Miles Griffin with a nice little run all the way from the 25-yard line across midfield, and he's going to be pulled down at about the 26-yard line. So that's going to be a 49-yard run. How's that?
Nice run. He took a toss coming to the right side. There wasn't nothing there. He cut it back, Randy, against the grain, and had to try to outrun a lot of people, and he did a good job getting it all the way down to about the 25, 27. Yard line for St. Paul here.
That over pursuit by Kearney Catholic, yep. And he used that to his advantage, cutting against the grain, and he's going to get the pitch here, come to the right side, back up the middle, and there he's met by a whole galaxy of stars after a short gain on the play. Unstack it, and I think we're going to end up having a gain of about 3.
Yeah, nice job. Like you said, there's a lot of people in on there on the play.
Closer to 4.
And, you got a lot of different guys out here on the football field, and both sides trying to do some good things here, Randy.
And Tyler Howard is going to replace him. He's on that left side, and Helinski is just going to pitch it back to the new back that came through, Jacob Dixon. And Dixon, he may very well have enough for a first down, and I think we're going to have dang near a whole new unit coming in here for Kearney Catholic.
Just like a new wave coming in. Okay, you guys ready?
Ben Carlson's out there. I think there was a whole bunch of freshmen that just came in there just a moment ago. Ben Carlson, and trying to check some other numbers here. And from our vantage point, they're just facing the wrong way. They're facing their sideline. So we see their shoulders. We can't really see their jersey numbers here. It's second and 1 from about the 20-yard line. 45 seconds to go here in the ball game. Jared Helinski will drop back to pass, and he's got a man to the right side, throws it, and it's going to be intercepted in the end zone. Mitchell Woosty, Bobcat, making the catch to save the shutout here for Kearney Catholic. That'll be a helmet sticker for you right there, baby.
And nice job.
Good read on the ball.
And everything, And he went up there at the high point and, made the interception. So nice job by Mitchell.
And secure the catch. Yep. So Mitchell Woosty with his first career interception defensively. And they get the ball set and start the clock. Kearney Catholic won't even need to snap it if they don't want to. And I don't know if they're going to be able to get this one off because they're still substituting players in there and kind of huddling up. And I don't think they're going to have enough time to get the ball snapped. So Woosty's interception in the end zone is going to preserve the shutout. Your final 46-0. As the best drive of the game put together in the JV portion of the program by St. Paul, and Mitchell Woosty with the interception to preserve the shutout here for Kearney Catholic. And I think the Stars are going to be very happy overall with how things worked. Obviously, you dissect everything and you're looking for areas of growth. And for St. Paul, a tough game for them, but really, Kearney Catholic, rated number 5 in the state. This is kind of what a lot of people thought you might run into. We weren't sure, because Kearney Catholic struggled in their first game, but they certainly made a lot of improvements between week 1 and week 2, and Kearney Catholic wins this one by a score of 46-0.
Even in the first half, Kearney Catholic moved the football. They kind of had a few drives stall, Randy. But in the second half, like you said, I think, if there was one series, maybe not even any series, is that they didn't get some points on the board. And things just clicked for them in the second half. They made some adjustments and, made some good adjustments to, move the football up and down and punch it in this time.
And we'll check some scores as well as give you the scoring update, which will take some time on this game. We'll get scores of other games, plus we'll also give you how all 46 points came to be here for Kearney Catholic as they win it 46-0. We'll be back with the Misco Sports post-game show here from St. Paul. 46-0 Stars. We're back after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to St. Paul as Kearney Catholic with a 46-0 win over the St. Paul Wildcats. And you're listening to the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. MISCO Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for years and will continue for years more. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at MISCO's. MISCO's, you'll be very equipped for all the games you play. Kearney Catholic with a 46-0 win here in St. Paul. And we're going to update you on a few other scores here as soon as I can get my computer, my phone here to... It's being funky, Don. You're a tech wizard.
Shut it off if it helps. Turn it back on.
Bash it. just a moment ago, Adams Central kicked a field goal. They now lead 17-0 in their game. So Coach Carlin gets to go home, and it'll be safe and peaceful when he gets there. That's always that's always good for him. Grand Island is having their hands full with Omaha Westside. They're now in the fourth quarter, and Westside with a 45-0 lead over the Islanders. North Platte has gotten on the board, but Lincoln East leads 35-0 over the Bulldogs there at halftime over at Seacrest Field. McCook right now with a 41-0. That is final as they win over Grand Island Northwest. Scotts Bluff with the win in Holdridge, 24-0. Aurora over Seward, 25-10. That one is a final. Hastings, only offense they could muster was on defense. They got a 2-point safety, and Alliance wins 6-2. That is a final, and a rather unusual final at that. York right now is trailing Beatrice 30-20. That game's now in the fourth quarter. In Class C1, Pierce had no problem with Boys Town. That was a lopsided affair. And GICC is shut out by Columbus Scotus 45-0. It is a final here at Kearney Catholic with a 46-0 win over St. Paul. Gibbon falls to Ogallala 35-12. That one is a final. Adams Central 17-0 over Wilbur Claytonia. And I believe that's a fourth quarter score or final. They're awfully close one way or the other. And right now, Minden and Fillmore Central are tied at 14. They are in the fourth quarter on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Or 31-0 over Central City. Elsewhere, Boone Central 28, Norfolk Catholic 22. That game is in the fourth quarter. The two top teams in Class C1 hooking up in that one. Broken Bow and Gothenburg, still no score there in the third. Cozad 34-0. They lead in Mitchell. That game is at halftime. In Class C2, St. Cecilia 28-6, winners over Ravenna. That appears to be a final. It is Blue Hill right now trailing Donovan Trumbull 34-12. That has just gone final. So Donovan Trumbull picks up the win on the breeze, 94.5. Wood River with a 40-7 win over Superior. Elsewhere, second-ranked Sutton 32, Centura 8. They're in the fourth quarter and not very far from here as they're playing over in Caro. In Class D1, it was Overton with a 50-6 win over South Loop. Elm Creek 41, Maxwell 13. That is a final. Elsewhere, trying to find the ones that are of local interest here. Shelton 16, Harvard 2. That game is at halftime at last report. And other scores that we kind of have from the area. Giltner with a 61-8 win at Hayes Center. And Giltner didn't have much of a problem, 50-0 over Hampton. That game is in the fourth, and obviously a running clock, so that one is nearing its completion. Bertrand at last report, 28-0, their lead over Axtell being played in Axtell. Sumner, Eddyville, Miller being shut out in Wilcox-Hildreth, 27-0. The Falcons have the lead in that one. And don't forget all of these scores brought to you by our good friends at Valentino's of Kearney. They'll deliver right to your door. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before before or after the game, or call for one of the great pizzas you can carry out. And Valentino's will also deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight, Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the scoring here for Kearney Catholic and try to put together some numbers for you as they win this one 46-0 here in St. Paul. We're back after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And we're back here in St. Paul, a final 46-0. Kearney Catholic with the win over the St. Paul Wildcats. And we're still totaling up some numbers, but kind enough to join us to talk about the game is the head football coach for the Kearney Catholic Stars, Dave Colling. And, Coach, again, I think you played a tougher team a week ago than you did tonight, but I think your team probably put together a better effort tonight as well.
You know, I think we saw some good things out there. Like I said, it started fast, but then slowed down very quickly. So, you know, we needed to shore up a little bit after that first drive. Like I said, I think we came out second half and did some very good things.
Well, defensively, it seems like you really kind of set the tone, because it really wasn't until late in the game when it was decided in the fourth quarter that St. Paul even got their first down.
Right. Defensively, I thought we came out of the gate fast and stayed the course and did a great job defensively. We worked all week on that double wing and reading our keys and had our free safety back there, you know, yelling which way the ball's going. And guys just did great assignment football and did a great job on that.
And it seemed to me your defensive line, one of the keys to winning that run on that wing tee is you got to find some holes. Well, there just wasn't any holes there.
Yeah, you know, we had our kudos to the D line because they, you know, did not get upfield. We did not want them to get upfield and close some of those seams that can be created by getting upfield. So, you know, they kept a lot of guys off our backers that allowed our backers to flow. And great job by the D line. Our DNs, I thought, did a great job at not getting knocked off the ball and sealing that baby so it had nowhere to go.
And in the first half, you had about 250 yards of total offense, over 200 of those on the ground in the first half. You know, it started with Thomas Connolly, first snap of the game, 60 yards upfield, and you know that just kind of got everything going right there.
Yeah, you know, O-line did a great job there. You know, big hole. I think maybe I could have ran through that baby, but did a great
you wouldn't
job.
Have gone 60 yards, though, Dave.
Not. I would have been gassed, did a great job there. You know, we had some penalties in there that knocked us back, you know, and some of that little stuff, you know, we'll shore up as hopefully here, you know, week three. But I thought we did, we made a little leap from week one to week two.
I think more than a little bit of a leap. I mean, you got it. I think the cliche is you make your biggest improvement between week one and week two. And certainly you take a look at the numbers, both on the scoreboard and the stats. I think you certainly could make the case that you guys made more than just a little improvement.
Yeah, and you know, once we watch film, that's always the case too. We watch film and see a lot more good things than I, of course, have seen on the sideline. So, you know, but yeah, like, all in all, I think we did a great job. And like I said, second half we came out and shored some stuff up and backs ran hard. Some of the young guys I thought did a great job when they got in there. I mean, you know, Holtmeyer had a great run. Garrett Donlinger did a great job when he got in there at running back, and you know that's a good thing to get some of those guys some reps and stuff in a game situation.
Yeah, a lot of different guys, and you make a fairly long road trip to St. Paul, but you know, being in conference school, these kids know that. A little bit tougher task next week when you travel to Ogallala.
Yeah, we got a long haul to Ogallala, but like I said, we'll go to work we're going to go to work at 8 in the morning tomorrow instead of 9, so it'll be early. But you know, we'll go back to work and watch some film on Ogallala over the weekend. And they're a much better team than they have been. So we got a challenge ahead of us. And the guys realize that, and I think they'll come hungry on Monday.
Is there an area right now that you go, gosh, that's where we kind of need to make the biggest improvement right now?
Some special teams. We I thought we did a lot better job on kick cover. PAT, we got to shore up. Field goal, we got to shore up. And I thought we did the last couple were pretty good, but we need to shore up on those, you know, some things. And, you know, we're still running some wrong routes and doing some stuff on offense that some penalties that we don't need to have happen. And we'll shore those up as the season goes on.
Well, some of those things, it's like, when you snap, I mean, you're as good as your last snap because that becomes a real mental game for the young man that has to do that job. And that's not an easy task. No one ever notices it when it goes right.
Right.
Yeah. So I think now maybe heading in the right direction because that monkey's off their back
right
now.
Yep, and that's a lot of you out of a short memory, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Dave, really appreciate the time. Congratulations. Hey, you guys look good tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, Dave Collin, the head football coach here at Kearney Catholic. Stars win at 46-0. We'll take one more quick break when we come back with more of our Misco Sports postgame report. We'll take a look at the numbers for you. We'll put the stats, put that all together for you when we come back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Mobile Bankall is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bankall from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bankall allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bankall is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back here to St. Paul, 46-0, Kearney Catholic with the win. And talking with Coach Colling, Don, obviously he's pretty happy with how things went, and rightly so. Obviously, 46-0, stats are going to bear out that this game was as dominating as the scoreboard showed.
Yeah, you know, and we mentioned it before, Randy, in the first half there. You know, Kearney Catholic had 250-some yards, you know, in the first half, but just didn't put some things on the board. St. Paul had like a total of minus 2 yards or 5 yards or something like that in the first half. So it was dominated by Kearney Catholic throughout the whole game. Up front, they just did a very good job of controlling the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively. They were able to, you know, run a lot of different things, you know, at Kearney Catholic, as Coach Colling said off the air. He goes, we just did a lot of base defense. We want to get our base stuff done first, make sure that the guys are in the right spots, knowing what to do, where to go. And then, you know, he says, we'll work on the blitzing and, you know, and doing some of those types of things here come up these next few weeks. But we wanted to make sure, you know, kids were lined up in the right spot. They were in there. And he said they did a lot better job this week than they did last week. He said last week they were, you know, lined up a little bit in the wrong spots, and it kind of showed. Ord did a good job of capitalizing on some of that, and they shorted up this week, and St. Paul just had a real, real tough time getting anything going. They picked up their first down late in the fourth quarter there, and when the JV game kind of broke out, and, you know, as you mentioned, Randy, most of these guys Monday or this Monday or then the following Monday, the JVs are going to get out there on the football field and see what they can do. And it's about time because, you know, they're getting tired of hitting one another also. And, you know, they love it when the games get, you know, as far as Kearney Catholic goes, get the, you know, to this situation where they can get out there on the football field because they want to show what they can do also. You know, Kearney Catholic has 50 some kids out for football. And trying to get 50 guys into a football game is very, very tough. And, you know, when you, you know, control a game like this, you know, you're able to get some people out there on the field. You know, both sides did a good job of, all right, you got your guys in there, we'll put our guys in, you know, type thing. So Kearney Catholic did a lot of good things here tonight. Controlling the line of scrimmage was one of the big things, Randy.
And let's give you the quick wrap-up here. We'll do, first of all, our scoring summary for you. It started with the very first offensive play for Kearney Catholic. Like Thomas Connolly at quarterback, a 60-yard run. The point after was not even kicked because of an errant snap, and it was 6-0. With 5:47 to go in the second quarter, Stars find the end zone again. This time it was Derek Jackson, an 8-yard run. They went for two. The pass was no good, and it was 12-0 at that point. And then with 41 seconds to go before halftime, Connolly again with a run, this time from 5 yards out. And again, the extra point was no good. It made it 18-0 at the break. And then Kearney Catholic, their first drive of the second half, they took the opening kickoff, drove it right down the field. Blake Holtmeyer finished the drive with a 29-yard run. The point after was good. The kick was good, and that made it 25-0 as Chase Murphy hit the extra point. And then with 6:10 to go, only about 3 minutes after their first touchdown, John Masker was able to connect with Blake Holtmeyer on a 16-yard pass. And again, the extra point was good that time by Grant Bushcutter, and that made it 32-0. And then Kearney Catholic in the fourth quarter, their very next drive, Masker connect with Jack Graham on a 16-yard pass. Point after was good, 39-0. And then the freshman, the other Holtmeyer, Brady Holtmeyer, with a 10-yard run. He also had a 38-yard run on the same drive. He goes in for the touchdown. Bushcutter added the extra point. It was 46-0. And Kearney Catholic scored on every drive that they had in the second half. And they held St. Paul to without a first down, as you mentioned, until late in the game when it was kind of the JV portion of the game. And Mitchell Woosty saved the shutout for Kearney Catholic with an interception in the end zone with less than a minute to go in the game. And Kearney Catholic goes on 46-0 as they win this one. For St. Paul, their numbers look like this. Austin Helzer carried the ball 7 times for 18 yards. Dalton Rother, 3 carries for 5 yards. Riley Schulte, 4 carries for -3 yards. Miles Griffin ripped off a 49-yard run. The only 2 offensive first downs here for St. Paul, and obviously a 49-yard run is going to get you one of those. And so he had 5 carries for 53 yards. Dylan Pezosa had 4 carries for a -1 yard. And I just noticed that Jared Holinsky had 1 carry for 13 yards, so I got to alter my numbers here just a little bit because I had them for 23 carries for I messed up my numbers. 13, 12, that'd be 65, 70, 88, down to 85. So they ended up with 85 yards of rushing here in the ball game for St. Paul. And in the air, Austin Helzer was 1 of 4 in the air for -2 yards. Schulte was 0 for 2 in the air for obviously no yards. And the freshman quarterback, Jared Holinsky, was 0 for 2 with an interception. So a total of -2 yards with the passing game. So 83 yards of total offense for St. Paul in the ball game. Unofficially, compare that here to Kearney Catholic, who's going to finish with over 400 yards of total offense. Bryce James had 1 carry for 5 yards. Harrison Pierce, 2 carries for five. Derek Jackson, 6 carries for 58 yards. Blake Holtmeyer had 1 carry for 29 yards and a touchdown. John Masker, 3 carries for 8 yards. Thomas Connolly had 15 carries for 129 yards. He only carried twice in the second half. Nathan Howell had 3 carries for 14 yards. John Bach, 1 carry for 7 yards. Garrett Donlinger, 6 carries, 27 yards. And Brady Holtmeyer, the freshman quarterback, 2 carries, 48 yards, and a touchdown. Thomas Connolly throwing the football, 3 of 8 in the air for 41 yards. John Masker was 4 of 6 for 72 yards. And So Kearney Catholic racked up 113 yards in the air. On the ground, they had 311 yards on the ground, so that's 424 yards of total offense here for Kearney Catholic, who wins it 46-0. Your